last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Can I ask you a question? Since you were out at Redskins Park today, and since Brad Johnson is my fantasy, how do you get an infected pinky toe?
Can't stop picking it.
Infected? What's he been doing?
Maybe he's been pro-talking. he's been pro-talking.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
I bet he loves the pho-talk.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
You have no brain.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast.
They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is the spot I'm choosing to be in. I'm enjoying my spot. I'm enjoying being able to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field, stadium announcer, Jonathan. Wow. Let's see how long you can hold him. Hawkburn.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I had a rare treat. Phil came by my house.
Phil Hawkburn?
Yeah, he did. He wanted to remind me to say happy 66th birthday to Sonny Jurgensen. But I'll tell you what was weird.
What?
Phil was only wearing a bra, shorts, and shoes. Weird.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Jervis, my man, and all the ships at sea. And now two guys will be doing their own episode of Survivor by driving into Southeast D.C. tonight. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
That's where you're driving, Rob.
Absolutely.
And hello and thank you for listening. New episode, and it's Wednesday. August 23. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636.
Seeing stars a little bit there.
That is your hotline to the hits. We accept your calls. As a matter of fact, we pepper them throughout the broadcast. 877-365-3636. Well, everybody's talking about one thing today.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
And the one thing they are not talking about is our Las Vegas-style show tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a Survivor party down tonight.
Yeah.
Listen, we're still going to do the show.
Yeah, y'all come on down.
Listen, you know, the doors will be open for ye starting at 6.
Yeah, and more opportunity for you to see nudity.
Yeah, the good thing about the show being a nation is the fact that they have never told us every time we've been there, there's something we can't do.
But great.
Anything goes at Nation.
It's going to be a wild party. Wild party.
It's a rave club, and it's a gigantic place. Holds about 3,000 people. We have a free Las Vegas-style show tonight. This show, of course, brought to you by the moron schedulers of America.
Uh-huh.
We are on stage directly as Survivor goes on tonight.
tonight.
The most watched
television show in the history of television.
That's right. Of all the people.
This is the night that we have decided to do the Las Vegas-style show. Same night.
Perfect. Of all the people I would have figured would not be on a stage working on the biggest TV viewing night, it would be you. But
right.
you're a trooper.
We couldn't change the date, Mike.
We couldn't change it. As hard as you tried.
I tried. God damn, I tried. We couldn't change it. The show must go on.
Absolutely.
And here's the lineup we have for you tonight. Okay? The Nude Feud. The Totally Nude Feud. Cash prize, $200. Dennis Murphy, Tom Gavin, Big Joe DiCaprio. Maybe we'll all get a chance to see Big Joe tonight.
I think that might be an interesting... Oh, my God.
You know, listen, at this point, I'm thinking about anything that will draw people into our venue and keep them away from the television. Yes! Yes! Joe DiCaprio will de-pants himself tonight on stage at Nation.
Find out why they call him Big Joe.
See if he lives up to the hype. And, of course, the always popular underwear fashion show.
Yay.
With a cash prize of $300. All of that happens tonight. And listen, no better place to be than Southeast D.C.
Absolutely.
Nation is located at 1015 Half Street, mm-hmm. Southeast.
Wonderful.
We'll see you there.
Good time will be had by all.
Lock your car doors.
Amen.
That's all I want to tell you. We say that every time we go to Southeast.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's just bonehead, the fact that we're there tonight, but we've made the commitment. We're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we'll have some people show up tonight. I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, we're planning on celebrating the fact that you guys have rewarded us again with number one ratings. We're going to be at a club where we know that there are no restrictions on our material. There's no restrictions on anything that anybody does up on stage.
And back when this was scheduled, nobody was thinking this was going to be the final episode of Survivor, right?
No, nobody knew. So
who knew?
So come out.
Well, the good news is more than half the country won't be watching Survivor tonight. So that makes a lot more people available.
And more than half the country doesn't watch the Super Bowl, too.
Right.
Okay, I mean, just to put it in perspective, but let's be honest. Everybody watches the Super Bowl, and everybody will be watching Survivor tonight. Now, I misspoke when I said that we would have giant screens up there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As it turns out, there are no giant screens at Nation.
As a matter of fact, as you were told in the office, there are no televisions.
There are no TVs.
I have this.
Now, Buzz has brought along his watchman.
Right.
And I believe that Big Joe DiCaprio is bringing his... homo television with him.
Not very good. You know, our show is better than any final episode of Survivor. Our show is better and more adult-oriented than any final episode of Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Our show has more intrigue in it, in one two-hour show than you would get during a two-hour episode of Survivor.
Absolutely. Right. Think of all the nudity that Survivor's ever given you, and all you've gotten is Richard, and that's been pixelated.
That's right.
I think we can do better than that.
So listen, you know, we'll see what happens. We're going to be there tonight. We're going to be doing a show.
You know, I know that there are people that enjoy our show, so much that they're going to show up in spite of Survivor.
We're going to have televisions there.
Yeah.
I'm inviting all of you coming to the show tonight to please bring your own televisions so we can watch the show together. We will have a prize for everybody who brings a television tonight.
And one of those battery-operated TVs.
Yeah, yeah. And not a little watchman like Buzz has. I'm talking about maybe the minimum, like a 6-incher.
Right.
You know, one of those little that you like take on a camping trip with
you. Sure, wonderful.
But beyond that, you got a 19-inch,
mm-hmm.
wheel it in. You know, you got a nice 35-incher, wheel it in.
Bring it in. You got a 50-incher?
Oh, bring it in.
Bring it in.
Bring it in.
Big doors. Got a big entrance to that place.
Either way, we'll watch it together, all of us tonight, and we'll figure out what's going on.
Tonight.
Now, listen, here's what I've heard. I wonder if
you want tonight.
Here is what I've heard about the Survivor thing.
It's gone into that area where they all go. When it starts making the local news, that I just get completely turned off.
It's beyond hype now.
Right. It's ridiculous.
And I don't know if this is true or not, and I'm sure someone will call and say it is, someone will call and say it isn't. The format that I heard today, and I heard this from a guy who works for CBS, but really that doesn't mean dick because you and I work for CBS.
Absolutely.
Okay? What I heard was the way that the show is formatted is that the 16 people, when it gets down to the final two, the other 14 people wrote down the names and put them in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
That jar was sealed and is being flown to Los Angeles. That tonight, I wonder if...
You're lonesome tonight.
Tonight after they run the tape
of it getting down to two people, they're going to go to the live studio.
Where they all are now?
Yeah, where all 16 people are.
Uh-huh.
And on live television, they're going to open the hermetically sealed jar. And on live TV, they're going to pull out the votes one at a time.
But I thought that everybody we've spoken to says they know who won.
Right.
All the contestants.
Again, maybe that's bull F.
It's so much crap.
Maybe that's BS, because what I heard today was that they've not known all along who was going to win, and they also have it in their contract that once they voted, they could not discuss with other people who won. Otherwise, they'd be in violation of this $4 million clause.
You know, it's so weird to hear that, because after we've interviewed all these people and they've said they know who the winner is, you know, to an individual, they've said they know who the winner is.
And listen, maybe this information that I got from the Muckety Muck at CBS is totally bull-ass, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There is a live portion of the show tonight, right?
Yeah, the last hour is supposed to be live, and what I was told...
That was going
to
be a town hall meeting after the winner was determined.
What I was told was that they're going to go live like at 9:45.
And announce the winner live on TV.
And then Brian Gumbel's going to bring out the Banana Republic guy, and he's going to, on TV, open up this mayonnaise jar.
He's in Australia.
And he's gonna pull him out.
Well, Jeff Probst.
They have airplanes, Buzz.
Yeah, but he's not coming back for that. I mean, everything I've read said that he's doing a tape cut-in or a live cut-in from Australia. All right, I want to know who your mole is. Who is your mole that is giving you... He's ready, Doug. He's going to make me laugh.
Either way, he'll be on the show.
Who is your mole, Doug?
And that's the important
thing. Who is the CBS employee that is plying you with all this misinformation? Who is...
Right. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't get any bigger than that.
Absolutely.
Right.
I knew it.
No, do you want to really know?
Yes.
Give me the real answer.
Okay.
Which will make him laugh as much.
Okay.
But that's really the truth. The one on the top.
Oh, really?
That, I swear to God, is the real one.
Then it is gospel truth.
It is
gospel
truth. Take it to the bank.
Who's to say he doesn't know?
Put it in the bank.
He lives in Los Angeles.
Of course.
Told me that he was on the set, that's how they're going to be doing it. Okay?
Who knows? We'll have to wait
and see.
You know, you could be right, and then we'll all be eating crow tomorrow.
No, I'm not saying this like I know something. I'm just passing this along.
No, you're just saying somebody shared with you a formatic about it that it might happen this way, and maybe it will. Hey, you know,
there's every chance that it won't happen, since I never get any information that's correct.
But it's, you know, if the guy walks out tonight in his, you know, Crocodile Hunter shorts, and he's there with a mayonnaise jar.
Yeah, or maybe they could do like a satellite thing if he really is going to be in Australia, or he could be on a screen there.
That's
true. They could do it like that.
Absolutely.
Or it could be totally wrong, because remember, the guy I'm getting the information from, he wears a Smokey the Bear hat. Okay?
Sure.
When he does his radio show every day.
Who knows?
Okay?
So now everybody knows who that is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. I like listening to that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, my number one rated radio gods.
Hello there.
Hey, I got a copy of this Outside Magazine's July issue, written by a guy who applied to be on Survivors, and they rejected him, and then he somehow got on the press staff, but he got rejected from that too, so he set out to sabotage the whole thing. And apparently, while all the taping was going on, he was floating around the island in a boat.
That's an ancient story.
Yeah, that's very old. That's very old news, sir.
That's a story
okay,
that was...
I'm sorry.
That was like the second week Survivor was on to that
that's
story.
Okay. Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, baby.
Hi there.
Well, I'm not going to watch Survivor tonight.
You going to our show?
Well, I wish I could, but I'm all the way across the country.
Well, you're in California? Where are you calling
I'm
from?
I'm in Nevada.
In Nevada.
Oh,
Nevada, all right.
Well, I'd like to.
All right, thank you. Thanks for that bulletin. Bye-bye.
That was fun.
That was an interesting phone call. Hey, is today Turn the Cheek Wednesday?
Come on, be nice. We got two more shows before vacation. We can get through it.
Lovely Lisa has entered into the studio.
Lisa with her brand new hairdo.
Thanks for noticing. I don't mean to interrupt here, but Brad just gave me a note. Nation just called, and they rented a 9-foot by 6-foot giant TV for this evening.
Honestly, aren't they?
Very cool.
Aren't they great guys at Nation?
Very cool. So now it's turned into kind of a Survivor party.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And also, it's near the Navy Yard Metro. Somebody somebody called. I don't know exactly what metro station you said. Navy Yard Metro.
Navy Yard Metro.
Whatever it is, I'm sure it's the safest metro station.
Absolutely.
Because that's the best part of D.C. Well, that's great news.
Yep, take the metro right down to the Navy Yard, get up off the escalator, run like hell.
That is great news that they got a big screen.
Yeah,
that's
really terrific that they did that.
Listen, that's even more incentive to come down to our show tonight because we'll be able to pepper the broadcast of Survivor with our own X-rated comments about all of the people.
Absolutely. It'll be a blast.
You'll be able to hear uncensored what we really think about the people on Survivor. Great.
We'll all share it together.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Could I hear that song, Myra, by the Kids of Whitney High? Like to request that, please.
Again, is that some kind of inside joke?
No, you know that song, Myra, by the Kids of Whitney High? I think you have it on request line.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Please explain it. Hold on.
Before you say it again, is this a joke?
No, it's a song you
have. No, don't say it again. You're not allowed to say it again. You do not say what you just said, but you can explain what you're talking about. Why are you saying this?
He said, request line open. I wanted to hear Myra by the...
He's going to say it as many times as he can.
No, you guys have it. I won't say the song again.
Okay, first off, we don't have a request
Charlie,
line.
Charlie, he knows what I'm talking about.
Listen, we don't have a request line. We don't play records.
But I think you have this song.
Charlie, do you know what this dum-dum's talking about?
Let's find out. Oh, there you go.
Did you knock it off, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And a gang code, I'm sure.
No, it's not, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Broyhill? Or is he out getting lunch? Yeah, of course he's out getting lunch. The show's on the air.
Of course he's getting his quota of food.
Now, see what's going on.
He's getting his eat on.
Happens. Mm-hmm. Just
what?
You need him.
Now, what is your deal?
No, come on, really.
Please explain.
Stop jerking our chain. We're trying so hard not to argue with people.
I don't want to argue.
Okay.
I know you have it. I know you have it.
Okay. We don't.
Yes, you do, sir. It's on one of your cards.
Excuse me. We don't play songs on this show.
This is one you have, though.
Sing it.
Myra, my Myra.
I don't know what game you're playing with us, but it's not flying. Robbie?
Swear to God, it's going to come back.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
What part of Maryland?
Down south.
Okay.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about. That song, Myra. I have the record here. Do you want me to get it?
Yeah, why don't you get it?
Okay, is it a record?
The kids.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You know.
All right.
What's going on?
All right. I'll put him on hold then.
He's a given idea what that is.
Okay. I'll just put him on hold, and we can.
But I mean,
look into it.
But who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I know what that song is.
What is that song?
It's a bunch of mentally handicapped children, and they're singing, and he's singing about his wife, Myra, about that she has a comb or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, well, we don't have that record.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you what it is.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, I bet. Hey, dum-dum.
He had it. See, he knew exactly. That's what it is.
Dum-dum, do you think, is this what you think it is? Hold on. Let me.
I think you have it.
Okay, I think you're wrong.
Okay, go.
I'm going to try hard not to argue.
No, I won't argue.
It's quiet. I'm talking to myself, not
yes,
to
sir.
You.
Yes, sir.
Is this what you think you're requesting?
Take me out to the ball game, boy. Take me out to the back.
No, that's not it.
This guy's so obnoxious. Right. He can't stay out of his own obnoxiousness.
No, I didn't.
Listen, whatever
I'm saying wrong.
Whatever record you're talking about, we've never played it.
The kids, yes, you have.
No, we haven't. The only songs we play by retarded people are this guy, by this Take Me Out to the Ball Game guy.
And he's not retarded. I think he's like in a nursing home.
No, you know, I just mean that in the...
right, of course. In the general term, yes.
General term of retard. And,
hey, well, what if I play it to you guys?
And Corky. We play Corky songs.
No, you have the song. You want me to play it to you?
Oh.
Come on, don't hang up on me. I have it.
Well, don't hang up on him.
Come on, let me. You want me to play it right now? Buzz wants to hear it.
Is this one of those guys from a couple of days ago?
No. I got it right here. I really thought you had this record, and I wanted to bring it to you tonight, but I figured you already had it. The Kids of Whitney High, special music.
Turn your radio.
Kids.
Turn your radio down.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
But I figured you already had it.
All right, you ready? Let me put it on.
This show is like a show no pasture for idiots. I swear to God.
It is indeed.
I bet you, I guarantee we play this and all your listeners are going to come on and say, I know that song.
Where is Whitney High School?
It's on Rounder Records. Buzz would know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
We've really never heard of whatever this is you're talking about.
He's so sure.
You're going to go on.
Hey, just play it.
About.
Just play it.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear it?
Yes. The record, why is he calling us asking us to play it?
I don't know, the guy's weird.
I guess my next question would be, when did he graduate from this school? He's got to be an alumni, right? We've never played
Wrong.
That on this show, ever.
Never.
That's
ever.
Never been played on this
is
show.
Is that you?
Oh, none of you guys can
nope.
claim that?
No, we've never played
it. Is that you singing lead?
Yeah, what year did you graduate from that school?
Let's see. We've, from 1989.
We've never played it, sir. But thank you. Thank you for...
Time. Listen.
Thank you for being a colossal time waster. See, now this could turn into a fight, but I'm not going to let it turn into a fight.
No need. No need. It's Turn the Cheek Wednesday. And we got a 9-foot screen coming down to our appearance tonight.
I know, but dicks like this should not be able to get away with these crimes.
No? It still doesn't ring a bell?
No.
Oh, come on. There's no
Remember
way.
Remember you just said to me, don't worry about it.
I know.
All right. There you go.
Okay.
Done.
Well, listen, I want to say something to you, and I'm going to delete it out, okay?
All right. Don't delete it.
So it's a message just from me to you.
Wrong.
Pardon me?
There you go.
What did I do wrong?
What did you do wrong? Think about the message I just gave you.
Man, that really hurts me deep
good.
Inside.
Good. I'm glad.
All right. Good.
Goodbye.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Is my turn to hang up?
Yes, hang up.
Come on. Charles does not, never heard that.
Okay.
Thank God.
Enough.
Excellent move.
Please.
Jesus.
Freeing us.
Freeing us from him.
Jesus. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi there.
Good. Just calling about the Survivor show. The last I heard, it was the final seven people that are kicked off that do the voting tonight from the final two.
All right, it could be. I may have misspoke when I said the last 14.
Yeah.
This is such a windfall for CBS.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's just incredible. The talk about this, it's just, I don't care. You call it voyeur TV, I don't care. This is just plain interesting. The dynamic is interesting, and you can get so many different theories that it's the last seven. I love it. I think it's great.
It's too bad that CBS is not going to be able to turn it into anything.
I know.
They're going to get the biggest rating in the history of television tonight.
Right.
And then tomorrow night, they're going to go back to running Diagnosis Murder.
I know. It's sad.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that idiot was thinking about another radio DJ that plays that on his... the other guy you can't talk about?
Oh.
It's gonna be May.
Oh, him?
Chuck. Yeah, he plays it every Christmas. Because they come up with a new album every Christmas.
Very surprising that he would do that. Okay, thank you.
Hey, I'm coming to your show tonight, but I'm a little tired, so my girlfriend's going to drive with me. She's going to wake me up and feed me a cherry pie before I get there.
All right, see you later.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for the info. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I was in San Francisco this weekend. I had a celebrity sighting. And I was at Pacific Bell Park, which is a ball game, and I saw Robert Wall. And I went up to him, and I... Robert Wall, I apologize.
That's okay.
Went up to him and told him how much, first of all, I thought the show, I loved Arliss.
Right.
I commented,
oh, so you were lying to him.
Of course I wasn't. I commented about a stand-up routine that he had done once that I remembered, and I told him about it, and he acknowledged that and said, oh, thank you, he liked that. And then I said, listen, I'm from D.C., you need to call in Don and Mike more often, even though they hate your show, they really like you.
That's absolutely true.
That's right. And he looked at me and he just said, we'll see.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And he walked away.
Thank you.
We had a perfectly good relationship with Robert Wool. We just cannot stand Arliss.
Mm-hmm. Even we, the kings of ass kissers, when there's someone on television, we had to be honest with him. Mm-hmm. He called, I think, 3 weeks in a row when that show came on the air for our feedback after we watched the episode. And every week we said, listen, man.
We couldn't lie about it.
We just don't like the show. And at first he thought we were just saying that as a bit.
Right.
Then he called the second week and he said, did you watch the episode? We said, yeah. What'd you think of it?
not funny.
Yeah.
Then he called the third week, and then he stopped calling.
That was it. And now strategically also, I mean, not only did we genuinely not like the show, but strategically we figured that show wasn't going to last at all. We had no idea that it would be one of the cornerstones of the HBO programming, which it really is now.
They got lots of spots to fill on HBO.
They do indeed.
I mean, how many times can they run...
Hey, Don.
What's that elephant show, Rob?
Babar.
How many times can they run Babar?
Thank you, Mr. Babar.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that Richard guy? He's already back, and his kid that gained weight, and now he's in trouble. So he took the kid out jogging, and he abused him. He, like, beat him up.
Now, again, that's an old... Don't drop the S-bomb.
It was freshened up on Dateline. The other network, Dateline, did a piece on him last night where he'd lost all his weight. I mean, he didn't have a beard, and he's a scary-looking guy. He really is. When you take the facial hair away, he's a very, very strange-looking bird.
But that guy graduated from the City University of New York, Connie.
All right, thank you. But that is an old story about Richard.
I think he was in the USAF, if I remember.
The United States AFers?
The USAF.
The US ass effers?
Yes. Okay. You know, and it's funny, in this town right here, there's a place called AF Technologies. And I'm not kidding, it's on Reamwood Avenue.
Of course. All right, you're
unbelievable.
Okay. You're okay. Thank you.
Thanks, baby.
Goodbye.
Bye, baby.
See you later, baby.
Bye, baby.
Honey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Satchmo's coming to the show.
Oh, fantastic. Hey. Maybe we get a live Satchmo tonight.
Hey, show up, Satchmo. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I heard that the winner of Survivor gets a contract with Reebok. And they had a milk commercial with Rudy on it, and he's sporting a T-shirt, and it doesn't say Reebok, like, right across the front of it, but in the corner, there's, like, a little Reebok logo. So I think it might be Rudy.
Again, important to note that some of the people who've been kicked off the island have already done ads for Reebok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's not something that just whoever wins the show gets to deal with Reebok.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love it, though. It's almost like this is specifically stuff that's planted in the media to get people talking.
Well, it's working.
It is indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about a new show that was called The Mole. Have you guys heard talk about that?
Yeah, you know, I'm getting a little burned out on all of this reality programming, which all sounds exactly the same. The Mole is a show where there's going to be one guy in a group of people who are living together who's a spy who talks about the other people in the house.
I'm sticking with the ones that have been around for a while. The Real World on MTV is, I think, really, and nobody's talked about The Real World because of Survivor, but The Real World is, in my opinion, the best group that they've had on The Real World since the show began. It's really, there's just a lot of stuff going on. You got the gay guy, you got the black guy that plays the keyboard that was doing the nasty. They had Mardi Gras last night on the show. I mean, really, The Real World has more entertainment value than any of the other ones that I've ever seen.
But I need somebody to hit me to the fact that when they're running The Real World, when they're going to run the episodes from this year, because every time I turn The Real World on,
I think it's 10 o'clock on Wednesday, on Tuesday nights.
Every time I turn on, it's like 3 years ago. It's like when they were in Hawaii, and a couple of weeks ago I turned on, it's, Real World. Oh, they're in Boston. You know, that was like a five-year-old Real World.
Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that last night at 10 o'clock they ran the latest one, which is from The Real World in New Orleans, which is the new one.
Right.
And they ran it, and it was the Mardi Gras episode, and I don't think they've run that one before, but it was amazing. I mean, like, you know, people running around and having sex, which I, you know, they usually don't do that all the time on The Real World.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Scam sandwiches, good for you. Turkey vomit, camel snot, crushed up eyeballs mixed with stew, with goo. Scam sandwiches, good for you.
Okay, thank you.
A poem called Scab Sandwiches.
You're like scab?
Thank you, friend. Hello. Please, for the love of Christ, you can't get in a skybox. Turn your radio down. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up? This is Sherman Clump.
Yes, hi. Oh, is this the guy who won the strip trivia?
That'd be him.
Hey, Vic, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Victor.
Really quick, yeah, that was the latest show last night at 10 p.m. That's when they start them on Tuesday night at 10 p.m., the new one.
You like that show, Vic?
Oh, yeah, that's the best, like you said. There's one other that's coming out. I think it's going to be held in Canada that I think I might be interested in. They're going to give you a pound of gold for every pound you lose, but they're going to entice you with, like, cakes and cupcakes and sandwiches and stuff like
that. I heard about that one. That's a German show where they're going to get, they're going to get 10, they're importing it to America, where you get 10 obese people.
Yeah.
And you put them in a room, and they're surrounded, like, by pastries and stuff.
And that is fantastic.
For every pound that the winner loses, he gets a pound of gold.
That's
really?
Right.
At the end of the show.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, but that sounds more boring than Big Brother, though. Who wants to just sit around and watch a bunch of fat people thinking if they're going to eat a turnover or not?
You ever see a 350-pound person that's been kept away from pastries for a month? You'll have murders in that house. You'll have people breaking each other's arms. You'll have more subterfuge and people killing each other. It'll be incredible.
Then they got another one called The Cell, where they're going to lock people in a jail, and it's their job to try to break out. And then there's another one called Chains of Love, where a woman will be chained to five guys, and every night she gets to send one guy away. Then there's another one where they're going to be on a cruise ship, where people are going to hook up for a night together, and they're going to have a chance to mix and match. And at the end of the week, after they voted most of the people out, the two people who are left get to go on a cruise together. It's ridiculous.
Day number four in the fatty house. None of them have eaten any of the pastries and pies that have been left out. Good morning.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Oh, Jesus. Mike?
Yes, hello.
Yes, also, talk about the movie The Cell.
Well, great movie.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez, right.
I just wanted to ask you about the part in it where the guy suspended above the...
Now, don't give that away. That's a good part of the movie. I don't want to blow that for people. That's actually a really gross and good... There's several wonderfully gross parts of the movie that I'm not going to tell people because it's worth going to see.
Hey, that's the difference between me and Mike. If I had seen it, I'd just rat it out. I'd tell you. But
oh,
Mike,
John, you got to go see it.
You want me to tell? There are two of them that I don't want to reveal.
No, don't tell.
Do you want to know one of them?
No, because I'd probably go see it.
Do the one.
I'll probably go see it. Don't.
All right, I'll just tell you what it involves.
No, don't.
And while I won't tell you what happens, I'll tell you that it involves a horse.
All right, go ahead.
A horse.
Okay, gotcha.
But I won't tell you what happens.
A horse.
You know the horse scene?
Ooh, wouldn't that...
Yeah, duh, hey.
Okay. Okay, I won't say anymore.
Thank you.
Mucho grosso.
And did we ever decide what the freshness date is on us talking about movies? Is it 1 week or 2 weeks? Or was it simply... when both of us had seen the movie?
I think it was when you both had seen it, and that's when everyone in America should have seen the movie.
Have you seen The Cell, Buzz?
No, I haven't. I read something awfully gross about it today, though.
Yeah.
Involving nipples.
Oh. All right, well, wait until we've all seen it, then.
I mean, it's got so many gross things in it. You know, it's just, it's really, but I mean, visually, I haven't seen a movie like it. The Matrix was the last movie I saw which had computer techniques that were brand new that I'd never seen before, and The Cell... it has them. It's just, it's a darker, more evil type of movie. And you know, Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
Easy on the eye.
Right. Big ass, though.
Not in this movie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
In the movie, it just, either they, it's the way they
they're, maybe they used a slimming lens on her.
Well, there are a lot of scenes where she's wearing long gowns. And, you know, form-fitting long gowns, and she didn't look like she had a big turd cutter.
I hear she's had some work done in that area.
Well, she's had some ass reduction?
Some reduction in the buttocks reduction. And thighs.
Don Geronimo's Ass Reduction Clinic.
Hello. All right, we're trying to believe you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, can I see the Don and Mike?
Yes, you're speaking to us. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Am I the only person out here that does not like Survivor?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm not too thrilled on flicking on Channel 9 and watching white people frolic on the beach.
Well, now, listen, there was a brother on that show.
Yeah, Jervis. He was the best one, the most athletic. I mean, I'm flicking and see Richard's old wrinkled ass standing on the beach.
Do you think Jervis? You think Jervis was more athletic than Richard?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I know. I'm kidding.
Jervis was the Deion Sanders of the island.
Oh, please. Let's not be ridiculous.
You remember that one race that Jervis was like completely out of breath and he hardly made it to the finish line?
In the beginning, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. But you remember the last one when they were standing on the logs in the ocean? And it was all about balance and technique.
So you like Survivor?
Yeah, I thought you were sick of Survivor.
I mean, I watch it just because of the hype.
I mean,
oh, okay. Gotcha.
There are no more black people, so I don't watch it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Bye-bye.
Well, good luck with the rest of the CBS lineup. If you're just watching your shows based on the amount of black actors...
Right.
Actually, I do. See, in the real world, we have a lot of black people.
Good luck finding any other show on CBS that features anybody black.
Don't discount Della Reese like that.
Or Brian Gumbel.
Well, he doesn't count, Buzz.
Maybe Cosby.
No, Cosby canceled.
He's gone.
Cosby's canceled.
Yeah.
Della Reese on Touched by an Angel makes up for all of them.
Boy, name Reese was good at Hall of Nation.
What about Kids Say the Darndest Things? Is that still anchoring the Friday night lineup?
Name another brother who's featured prominently in a CBS show.
In a CBS show?
Yes, Rob.
Ed Bradley.
Okay, Brian Gumbel. Oh, we can't count him.
Right. The Kevin James friend.
That, no, not featured prominently. He's like three episodes a year. Name any other CBS show that features a brother. In a starring role.
The Morning Show.
Hold on, Charles Broyhill.
I don't know the name of the show, but what about Arsenio Hall?
Yeah, on the Sammo Hung Show.
That's canceled.
Oh. Is it? Yeah. That got canceled?
Yeah.
Sammo Hung is canceled?
What? Yes. What, sir?
Arsenio had a show on CBS?
He was on with that Chinese dude, that fat Chinese dude who did the karate.
Law.
Right.
Oh.
Right, yeah, canceled. Out of there.
There's a lady on Becker.
Does she feature prominently on Becker?
Yeah, that's true.
And all there's a guy on Becker, too, at the coffee shop.
Yeah, I think starring roles, so you wouldn't be able to find anybody.
Isn't Dave and Alan Greer having a show on CBS?
I don't think so.
With Delta Fat-Ass Burke called Dag?
I don't know. Thank you, my friend.
See you later, Don and Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you later. Hello, it's Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Love it. Just started listening the last month. Oh, my God. It is the best.
Right, well, then please turn your radio down.
It's down.
Thank
it's
you.
Off. Hey, I think you ought to get your own show going. The Homo Joe Show. You can have it at his trailer park. And then have them show how everybody handles Big Joe.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hey, Rob, is today the day they... You know what? Never mind. Here you go. I got a list
right
of all the TV shows right here. Here you go. Listen. So, yeah.
Are you talking about today?
No, for the week. CBS.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Talk about any brothers, starring roles. Big Brother?
Okay.
They got the girl. King of Queens? No. Everybody Loves Raymond? Jesus, no. Becker?
Yes.
Is she featured prominently?
Yes, she is. There are two characters.
48 Hours? Don't think so. Big Brother?
Okay, again.
Ladies Man? No. Judging Amy? No. 60 Minutes 2? Any brothers on 60 Minutes 2?
Look at him tear through this list.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's not an easy list to identify the CBS program.
Survivor? Not anymore. Big Brother? Just one. Big Brother? Becker. I'm noticing a pattern that CBS only runs like five shows.
I know.
Big Brother? Candid Camera? I don't think so. Jag? I don't think so. Nash Bridges? I don't think so.
No way.
Touched by an Angel.
There you go. Della.
Della! Della!
Okay. Della, honey.
Mm-hmm. All right, but, you know, conversely,
mm-hmm.
I go to ABC. They're no better. Okay? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Hi there. I am not a brother.
I don't think so. Dharma and Greg? Uh-uh. Norm? No. Two Guys and a Girl? No. Drew Carey? No. Spin City? The Homo? Would you think that homo, the guy who plays the homo in Spin City, is featured prominently?
Well, I mean, you know, I suppose, but it's just, he's still a supporting player.
All right. Millionaire? Sabrina the Teenage Witch? No. Boy Meets World? No. Making the Band? No. 2020? No. America's Best Commercials? No. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Again. And The Practice? Any brothers on The Practice?
Yeah, The Practice has featured my brother.
Okay. Let's go to NBC. Law and Order. Anybody watch that show?
No, no. But I don't think there are any key players who are black.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Someone will tell us. Dateline.
I don't think so.
Third Rock from the Sun. I don't think so.
No.
Sammy. Oh, that's David Spade's cartoon.
Right, that's been canceled.
Yeah, but there might have been some black characters in that cartoon.
Yeah, but we couldn't count any other canceled.
What about Will and Grace?
No.
I don't
think that's a joke. Frasier? Frasier might be the whitest show of all time. Yeah.
Frasier?
Just Shoot Me? No. Friends? No. Will and Grace? No. Providence? I don't think so. Dateline? Don't think so. Law and Order again? The Pretender? Jeez, I'm going through this list. No wonder everybody watches Survivor. Everything else on TV sucks ass.
Absolutely.
True.
There's nothing good on TV. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, the show sucks, but Walker Texas Ranger has a black co-star.
True.
The guy from Matlock.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Walker Texas Ranger.
That's another one for CBS. There's another show that brother can watch on CBS.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, City of Angels.
Connie, turn your radio down.
Sorry. That's City of Angels on CBS, Blair Underwood.
Oh, Blair Underwood starring, right. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Starring.
Law and Order has a black cop and a black lieutenant.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Well, see, there's lots of shows that guy can watch. A guy just wants to watch a show just to see black people.
Okay. And he's just watching Survivor because of the hype.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, good evening. How are you guys?
Conversely, you could go to the WB or UPN lineup and try to find the shows with white people.
That's true. Absolutely.
And that was, Moesha, the Parkers, Grown Ups, Malcolm and Eddie, Shasta McNasty. I don't count any crackers on those shows.
I don't think so.
Hello.
Hey. I wanted to know, while we're on the topic of TV game shows, what Rob thought about the Nick at Night TV competition and how he'd think he might have done.
Rob, can you answer this question?
Everyone at Nick at Night can come kiss my ass.
Oh, he's angry.
And he'll want it easy.
He's angry.
Again, I hate to keep beating this message into your heads, but if you would just listen to this show every day, you would already know the answer to that.
I'm a 3.5-hour listener, right?
That's not good enough.
That's not good enough. Must have been covered in that extra half hour.
Can't we all just get along?
Now, listen, you would have known if you had been a regular listener that Rob went to the tryout.
I did know that.
And
he didn't pass.
And you would know that no, you're wrong again.
He wasn't picked.
No, they disqualified him because he works here. He aced all the questions.
I was 10 for 10, and I thought I did very well in the interview, but I was never allowed up on stage.
What did you say, Rob? You said something that
a man cannot excel when not allowed to compete.
That's right. And then you said something else to them.
It was beeped. It was F you, Nick at Night. You are unhappy. You know, TV land, you are an unhappy land.
That's it.
Thank you for remembering. That made me laugh out loud. TV land, you are an unhappy land.
He'd kick ass on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show, but they wouldn't let him on. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I don't know if you guys got the whole ordeal on the little crazy thing Anne Hayes did when she just showed up at that house.
Oh, hold on a second.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
My poor girlfriend.
She needs you. She's desperately crying out for you, and I'll tell you, that's what all this information tells me.
Hayes shows up at this house in Fresno wearing a bra, shorts, and shoes.
Right.
And she says she's God. She is God. And she's going to take everyone back to heaven with her on a spaceship.
Right. And then they cut it off because they didn't give you the rest of the story. She wants to take everybody to a spaceship as they travel to the planet Donnie.
I wish.
That's what she said.
And then she got off a plane yesterday in Toronto. She was all effed up again when she got off the airplane.
They hustled her into a van.
Do you have the quote from the lady who answered the door when Anne Hayes came to the door there in Fresno?
I don't think so.
The lady who answered the door says, and I quote, she was saying a lot of funny things.
Oh, I got that. She even put on a pair of slippers, and she made me put on a pair of slippers, too.
And Don.
Yeah.
She didn't know, the girl didn't really recognize her. What happened? Anne Hayes was driving to go to a Lisa Loeb concert, and her car ran out of gas. And she had to walk for an hour in the 95-degree heat. So they think that's why she was so crazed out. But the girl didn't recognize her. She didn't know what the hell was going on. But she was watching TV with her little brother, and there was the 6 Days, 7 Nights box was on the ground. And then she recognized her, and they started watching that movie while they waited for the cops to come.
They watched an Anne Hayes movie?
Yeah, the girl didn't recognize her at first. And then on the floor they had a
box. Where'd you get that from?
It was on Access Hollywood last night.
Well, then you can believe it. Poor, crazy Anne Hayes.
Yeah. It's very sad. It's a desperate call for help. She wants you and Frida to take her into your marital bed.
You know what that says to me? That says to me that Ellen must be quite the linguist.
Yeah.
Ellen must be one grade-A lesbian piece of ass.
Absolutely.
If Anne Hayes is having a nervous breakdown because they broke up.
And she's totally distraught.
She must be the Larry King of the lesbian world.
She needs you.
Good with her mouth. And I'm here for you, Anne. Please, God, send her to my door in a bra. I'll let her in. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got another show with a brother on it.
Yes.
What about the cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
The cat?
The cat.
Because it's a black cat?
Oh, come on.
Goodbye. that's pathetic. But what's really pathetic is I knew exactly what he was talking about.
A talking cat.
On Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Let's clear the lines now. Get a call 100 to start today's show. 877-365-3636. Still the phone number. Looking for call 100.
All right.
Give you a shot at winning the Secret Sound. $500. We'll do it right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
As I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
This is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to my favorite Goodfellas on the Don and Mike Show.
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we're playing that tape, and it's everything that we can do is just to stop from busting out laughing.
What the hell is wrong with us, huh? What is wrong with us?
I don't know, I guess.
I mean, it's because we're
desensitized to it, Mike.
Is that what it is, Don?
Because we've seen the gratuitous violence so many times when Joe Pesci comes back and says, hey, ain't you dead yet?
You effing dead yet?
That's why we laugh, because we're desensitized to it.
Something about hearing that tape on this radio program.
It's a funny tape. That's one of my favorites. That is really slap not funny.
Well, you know what it is, John? We're desensitized and we know it's just a movie.
You know what's really bad?
What?
I was watching Goodfellas, I don't know, a couple of months ago with some other people.
Right.
With people that Frida had invited, you know, Frida's friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When they come over and like other husbands and wives come over. And I was laughing during Goodfellas, and a couple of people in the room had never seen it before.
Oh my God.
It was
the first time you see it.
It was one of those things, you know, we got a nice big screen TV, and I said, let's put on a DVD, and I've got, you know, about, you know, 50 DVDs. I said, which would like to see? Oh, Goodfellas is one of my favorites. Have you guys seen that? No. Well, they get to that point in the movie, and
you've seen it.
Started laughing.
Well, they have to understand. You've seen it 150 times.
Yeah,
you know, but the first time saw it.
Great comedy, Goodfellas.
The first time you saw it was probably in the movie theater, too. And when you see that scene the first time and you don't know what's coming, you're like, oh my God. And then, of course, then it just, the comedy just builds up.
Right. I mean, it's just, you know, it's this.
And it's important to know.
Old Joe Pesci gets his for that hit.
Yes, he does. Casino's another one I laugh at. There's a lot of funny scenes in Casino. Like when the guy tries to give De Niro his pen back.
Oh, absolutely.
And De Niro tries to give the guy the pen back. Then Joe Pesci steps in and actually pokes out the guy's eyeball.
Yeah, stabs him in the throat.
You're right.
He pokes the guy's eyeball. He pops the guy's eyeball out when he puts his head in the vice.
Head in the vice, right.
He stabs him. Joe Pesci does all the... There's all the nasty stuff in that movie.
I mean, there's so many great funny scenes.
It's about time Joe Pesci made another gangster movie.
It is.
Please, God, make another one. Make another great comedy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
My name is Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Brian, call 100. You've won dinner for two at the Macaroni Grill.
Right on.
Courtesy of Bola Wines. Lighten up, slow down, open up. Bola Wines of Italy. Live passionately, but
drink responsibly.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Yummy.
Are you ready to go for $500?
Absolutely. Let's go for $1,000.
Okay, you're going to play for $400 now.
Oh,
okay.
It's like the reverse on The Price is Right. You go higher and I go lower.
This ain't a $5 NASA on the first tee. You take what you get.
No, listen, though. The prize is $500.
Sounds great to me.
We'll play you the sound now.
Sure.
Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Common everyday sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Luciano Pavarotti.
And we wish you...
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
You know, back in the day, I would have taken the challenge and would have upped the ante. I think one time I offered maybe $80,000 for one of these contests, and then we actually had to give away $10,000 once.
Right.
Hand me up, daddy, need my paper.
Yes,
Bubba.
Yes,
Bubba.
Yes. What is it?
I think it's the ground trip switch on an electric outlet.
No. Thank you, though. Thank you, anyway, guys. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Thank you.
That's another one.
The untouchable.
You laugh at.
Oh, when the guy gets his head beat in with the baseball bat. That's another one that cracks me up.
You love the comedy. I was just pantomiming the baseball bat there.
Another great funny movie.
Part of a team. And another one we've collected in our macabre collection of tapes from the most violent scenes from movies. There's something about also, you have to admit this, you hear them on the radio. For whatever reason,
it's funny.
They're more comedic on the radio.
And you know
I know I might be sick for saying that, but it's the truth.
And you know why? Because in this regard, our show's unique.
Right.
There's no other show that plays clips from Casino or Goodfellas as a bumper. And when you hear it coming out of, like, one of our happy jingles,
right.
You know, Don and Mike, WJFK, boo!
No explanation.
This is the Don and Mike show. And all of a sudden you hear, hey, Rob, go grab me one of those Casino tapes. No, not the one about those two balloon heads. One of the really violent Casino tapes. So we got some, and on occasion when we play the Casino tape, sometimes people call and say, what are those guys doing?
We play the one, we have the tape of the one where the guy's head's in a vice.
Yeah, we play that. We just play them out of context.
We have the Untouchables also where he, you know, where he hits the guy with the bat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, this is the one, right here. Great one from Casino.
Dogs, can you hear me, dogs? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a f***ing vice.
Okay, hold on, trivia. Who's the guy? Is it Charlie somebody? When he finally says, You made me poke your eye out for Charlie?
Yeah, it's Charlie something.
Is it a Charlie initial, like Charlie V?
So, yeah, I have no idea, but you might be right. I think it's Charlie K or Charlie V.
Maybe, I'll see. We'll see. Here we go.
Head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. You. Motherfucker, you believe this? Two days a night. Me, you motherfucker. My mother. But you me. Motherfucker, you, huh? Oh, God.
Charlie M.
Not Charlie, right. But Charlie, though.
Charlie M.
Charlie with a Y.
Charlie M. You make me pop your eye out of your head to protect that piece of shit. Charlie M, you dumb motherfucker. You motherfucker. You. Frankie, do him a favor.
Oh.
Okay.
And then Frankie, who is the guy that gets him in the end. Frankie, the guy that does him a favor by taking out the guy with his head in the vice, is also the guy that gets Joe Pesci.
Right, and Joe Pesci's brother.
With the baseball bats in the cornfield.
Right.
Oh, God, what's wrong with us?
Great comedy. Okay, now, listen, you know Survivor's on tonight, and you know we have the Las Vegas-style show tonight, so we'll see everybody at Nation. We'll make sure we hit that plenty hard. Big, giant screen TV. We'll have the screen up on stage with us. We can watch it. We can all offer commentary on it as it's happening.
Very good.
Plus, we'll have the nude feud for $200 in cash, all of the various challenges, and the underwear and fashion show, $300 cash prize, and our tribute to Carol Burnett. At some point, we will be doing the Q&A session.
Oh, yes, good. Where we bring up the house lights, and you get a chance to ask questions.
And everybody, I'm sure, has lots of questions about things that we can't talk about on the radio, and we'd be glad to discuss all of that tonight at the Las Vegas-style show.
Good.
My brother Jim will be calling in today. He called me last night. He was real distraught, real upset.
Oh, no.
He lost the latest court battle with my parents.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And he said that my dad was playing it up. My dad, who's in perfect health, walked into the courtroom with a cane.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, playing up the old man angle.
The grandpa, old, kindly old grandpa.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's a long very drawn-out story, and I'm not quite sure exactly what he lost, if he lost his right to the restraining order, or...
So they get to see his son, right? His daughter, right?
His daughter, yeah. I'm not sure exactly what happened. Just, he was upset. He's calling in today. He wants to play some tapes on the show, and legally, I don't think we can let him do it. He wants to play some tapes of messages that my mom left
on his answering machine.
Recently? A couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the rule is, whether it's a family member or not, that you can't play a tape recording of somebody on the telephone without their consent.
No, you can't.
Right. You can't. So maybe he can transcribe. He can tell us what was said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done that all along. He must be really upset.
And these conversations.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's calling in today. Also, we're going to be filling up the beach house today.
Oh, let me see who this is on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, tough luck about your brother there, man.
What?
Tough luck about your brother. That sucks.
Oh, he'll do fine. Don't worry about it. My parents are real effers.
Back to Pesci there, sorry. Hey, have you guys seen Raging Bull?
Raging Bull, great movie. Another,
De Niro, Pesci.
Yeah, De Niro, Pesci, and Scorsese. You guys,
yeah,
the
exactly.
Directed.
But not nearly as funny.
Yeah,
no, not funny at all, because really kind of weird violence with, like domestic violence stuff.
Yeah, like,
really, like hitting women and kind of weird.
Not funny violence.
No, not funny. You know, when you get the gangsters that are going back and forth, it's one thing. But, you know, when I watch Raging Bull, which is an incredible movie, I mean, you really, De Niro is so good in that movie that you're almost scared when you're watching him. Mm. When you're seeing him, like, at the table, you know, he's got that makeup where he's done up like Jake LaMotta, and he's like, you know what? What did you say? What did you say?
You know, Taxi Driver's another one that I can't laugh at.
No, scary.
I mean, that's a De Niro movie I don't laugh at.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I do when he's in front of the mirror. You talking to me?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I talk to Buzz?
Hi, I'm here.
Yes, he's here.
Yep, is Buzz?
Could you please turn your radio down, for the love of Christ? You can't get in a Sky Suite.
No, my radio's down. I'm just in a truck working.
I'm here, sir. What's your question?
I don't have a question for you. I just wanted to tell you I'm out here in California, and our radios were reporting this morning about Anne Heche.
Right.
Well, the weather wasn't nowhere near 90 degrees, like that guy's saying, and 8 miles from the freeway to anybody's house out there, like right across the street.
Buzz, it's one of your junior reporters checking in.
I appreciate that.
And don't forget, the news tip of the week. Are we still paying?
$1.06 for the best news tip of the week. That's fantastic.
They're reporting out here in the morning news that Anne Heche was
it all the, let me just give you Buzz's home number so you can just call him off the air, okay?
Right. Thanks so much.
He didn't take that well.
He got the message. There was something else in the newspaper today. Oh, I know what it was. This is funny. This is, again, it's not funny, but it's funny.
Right.
You know, about the tires. Okay, about the Firestone tires.
Mm-hmm.
So, first, I see on TV that they got the president of Ford, who incidentally is a Brit.
And really, looks like you could cast him as the villain in any movie.
He's standing in front of this giant Ford logo, and he's got his hands folded in front of him, and he goes, "Hello. Say, we understand that some of those tires are going bad. We want you to know that here at Ford, we are going to fix it. You bring those tires in, and we'll fix your tires."
Absolutely, and he's wearing, like, the designer European suit.
Of course.
Today in USA Today, they have a full-page letter from Firestone.
I saw that.
And here's what's funny about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's written... Well, first of all, the CEO of Firestone is some dude named... Masatoshi Ono. And they got his picture on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I am Masatoshi Ono.
And as you read his letter of apology from Firestone, you can tell that this dude is Japanese.
Absolutely.
That the letter is written in Japanese style.
It's kind of got that corporate Japanese style to it.
You know, with that same mindset of get up for work at 5 a.m. If you show up to work late, you'll be shamed. If you make a product that's not good, you will be shamed.
Absolutely.
So they got this guy's picture. I can only imagine it's like this. The guy's sitting in his office, and he goes, take a letter, please. Take a letter. Dear Firestone customer, we are deeply committed to the safety of all customers riding on our tires.
Some
of them are our own children, wives, husbands, friends, and employees.
Out of great concern for your safety,
Firestone initiated the voluntary safety recall of the Peugeot 3575 R15 ATX and the ATX 2 tires, produced in North America. I like, you know, they mentioned that a few times. Yeah. Produced in North America, not Japan.
Right.
Make sure you point out that the tires are defective. Were not made in Japan.
We are air freighting additional replacement tires from Japan.
Because those are the safest tires on the planet. Because they are made by Japanese workers in Japan.
And we have maximized worldwide production of replacements for tires that have been recalled. We are grateful to you for riding on our tires. It is very good. We want to thank you. Masatoshi Ono. I am Masatoshi Ono, Chief Executive Officer of Bridgestone Firestone Incorporated.
We will get that right after the fans.
We have extended our reimbursement policy for tires involved in the recall. We thank you very much. We value you as customers.
I mean, the letter is so Japanese.
Yeah. Once again, let me reassure you that Firestone is deeply committed to the safety and satisfaction of our customers and is committed to resolving this issue. Thank you.
And here you go. Here's a prime Japanese. We are working around the clock. And that you believe. That, yes. That you can believe. Mm-hmm. You can believe that there are Japanese workers 24 hours a day making new tires.
It's all about honor. Absolutely. Sincerely, Masatoshi Ono, Chief Executive Officer of Bridgestone Firestone Incorporated. Thank you so much. From Firestone. Thank you for dictating my letter and putting it in a four-page ad in every major newspaper in the United States.
Now, here's what I want. I want you to write the facts, but I also want you to write, those tires not made in Japan.
We are mentioning in the letter that we are air freighting additional replacement tires from Japan. Not North America, where the defective tires were manufactured by Americans.
Also put in, Japanese work ethic. We work 24/7 to get you new tires.
Sincerely, Masatoshi Ono, Chief Executive Officer, Bridgestone Firestone Incorporated. Thank you so much. It is an honor and a pleasure to serve you. Thank you.
God.
It's incredible.
Jesus, big, big picture of that guy.
And then you say, you know, you hear the guy from Ford. You think Ford.
Right.
You know, you think Ford. Right. The guy's going to come out and say, hi, I'm chairman and executive officer of Ford Motor. Yeah. It's like, hello.
You think it would be Cal Worthington.
Right.
The guy on late night on Southern California, the guy with the big cowboy hat.
Right.
Instead
of,
you know, hello.
I mean, you think, is there anything more American than Ford?
Not anymore.
No, there's not.
General Motors. General Motors, Rob. You're right. My man.
We have maximized worldwide protection of replacements for tires that have been recalled.
We are also working with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and Ford and are conducting an intensive investigation to find the root cause or causes of the problem.
Now mention the fact that we are working 24/7.
We are working around the clock, utilizing all of our resources to determine the cause of these failures. Most sincerely, Masatoshi Ono, Chief Executive Officer of Bridgestone Firestone.
Your auntie will be back to pick you up soon.
We will go to see your new auntie, okay? Once again, let me reassure you that Firestone is deeply committed to the safety and satisfaction of our customers and is committed to resolving this issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Get that right out to the fans.
Put the letter in the newspaper today. I don't care if you have to work 24 hours to do it.
I want it in the New York Times. I want it in the USA Today. And run my picture.
Yes. Yes, Masatoshi Ono, Chief Executive Officer. It is my honor and pleasure to serve you.
What time did you arrive to work today?
I was here at 4 a.m., sir.
You are right!
Oh, I'm sorry. I've dishonored you and your family. I am terribly sorry. I will be here at 2 a.m. tomorrow.
You will wear the ribbon of shame.
Oh, no, I must not wear the ribbon of shame. Please do not make me wear the ribbon that shows that I have dishonored you by being late. And then you go over to Ford Motor Company. Hello, would you like some tea with your crumpets?
Say, look at that escort. It's a fine-looking Ford. Henry Ford would have been proud.
Go on, you're right about that. I tell you, he's great. It now we took over the Ford Motor Company. It's an American company run by us Brits.
Jesus Christ. Everything's upside down.
It's very strange.
You know, I read this letter from Firestone. I expect it's going to be Roy Firestone. Okay.
No.
I always thought he was the guy behind Firestone tires.
No.
From ESPN with his orange hair.
As it turns out, it's
Masatoshi Ono.
Masatoshi Ono.
Masatoshi Ono, Chief Executive Officer, Bridgestone Firestone. Thank you so much. Just remember, these failed American tires are the cause of your problem. We are airlifting a bunch more from Japan. Where they're made properly.
From Japan. Where our workers work 24/7 for you.
Yes. We would not be like you foolish, sloppy, slobby Americans who make the inferior tire products.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Time to get up and go to work. Time to make the tires.
Sincerely, Masatoshi Ono, Chief Executive Officer of Bridgestone Firestone. Thank you so much.
Get that light out. Get that light out to all the fans right now.
It is my pleasure. I will stay up till 12 midnight, even though I came into the office at 2 a.m. I will not wear the dishonor ribbon again to say that I was late for work. Thank you.
Hello, I'm pissed. Rookie this ad in USA Today. Tell me what is wrong with this ad.
I am not aware that there is anything wrong, Mr. Chairman. I printed the letter just like you wrote it.
My picture on right side.
I am terribly sorry.
What did I tell you? Where did I tell you to put my picture? On the left side.
I am terribly sorry. I have misprinted your picture. I am dishonored. I have dishonored you and the entire Firestone Company. Please, please accept my resignation. I will quit today.
Wear the ribbon of resignation.
Thank you, Masatoshi Ono, Chief Executive Officer. I sincerely appreciate it. So nice for the full page ad.
God damn. Okay.
What's wrong with this world, crazy?
I don't know. All I know is Goodfellas is one funny movie. It truly is.
Great comedy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio God. This is Jeff from Jersey. I just wanted to let you guys know not everyone will be watching Survivor tonight. I'm gonna listen to your whole show.
Well, I got news for you. You're gonna be the only one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm proud to be the only one then.
All right, well then, tonight, Jeff, consider our show tonight on WNEW strictly for you.
Thank you very much, guys. I certainly appreciate it.
It's the Jeff Show tonight on the Don and Mike Show.
All right.
You honor us by turning away from Survivor to listen to our show on WNEW New York City.
Oh, it is an honor to speak with the radio god.
May I be the first to congratulate you, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
On your incredible entertainment work ethic, that you will be listening to the Don and Mike Show while the rest of the sloppy Americans who make poor tires are going to be watching Survivor.
All of the other listeners who give us a 1.8 share in New York will be wearing ribbons of shame tonight.
We will be air freighting additional Don and Mike listeners from Japan.
You will be wearing the ribbon of appreciation.
Yes, it is a wonderful, honorable ribbon. You will not dishonor us like those slobs that are sitting on their sofas watching Survivor. Thank you so much, Jeff. It is the Jeff Show tonight on the Don and Mike Show. We honor you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, the movie y'all used to play all the time was Pulp Fiction.
But you know what? Pulp Fiction is really more of a comedy than
it is a legitimate
other ones. I mean, there are real, honest to goodness moments in Pulp Fiction where they want to make you laugh. I mean, there's great
like the Gimp.
There's great violence, but not like when John Travolta's getting effed up and he's doing like the Batman dance.
And even when they kill John Travolta in the end, he's sitting on the can.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's fun.
When he blows Marvin away inside the car.
I mean, I think when Quentin Tarantino made Pulp Fiction, he knew that there were spots where people were going to laugh. I seriously doubt when they made Goodfellas that they ever thought that guys would sit down and watch it.
Yeah, right.
And laugh.
And laugh.
And laugh.
Fair enough.
Like you do, right?
Laugh our asses off.
It's only a movie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, how you guys doing today?
Hey, buddy.
I just want to let you know, I know you guys are always ragging on the Baltimore market news teams. Last night I was watching the 6 o'clock news on WJZ Channel 13 down here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
They were talking about the breakup of Ellen DeGeneres and Ann Heck.
Are you sure that's not the Baltimore accent, or did they actually call her Ann Heck?
He's living in a cave somewhere, doesn't even know what's going on. He said it was Ann Heck.
Hey, I'm Richard Scheer. Ann Heck and Ellen DeGeneres is breaking up. Hello.
You have dishonored us by mispronouncing the name of America's favorite lesbian. Now you will wear the ribbon of shame.
Thank you very much. It is an honor to serve you.
Richard Scheer. Both you and Monty Bass will wear the ribbon of shame.
We will be honored to wear the ribbon of shame on the evening news. Thank you so much, Masatoshi Ono. It is an honor and privilege to serve you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You know, my buddy Mark Silverstein from the Food Network called me last week and said that he would give a personal greeting to Mary Beth. Apparently he hangs out, you know, he used to work there at Channel 2.
Mary Beth Mark?
Two?
Channel 2, WMAR.
He said he would give you a personal greeting, and if you wanted, have her call the show.
I'd love to have her call
the
show.
He heard that little byplay last week where there was somebody in the newsroom or whatever.
I went to high school with a girl who is the anchor on Channel 2 in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And I know her from high school,
right.
And she knows me.
And he heard the tape that we had played where, you know, when he was the field reporter and he was standing outside.
Oh, right, with the Free Money Bunny with Jimmy the intern.
He relived the horror of that moment.
Yeah, Mary Beth Marsden, I asked her. I remember exactly. I asked her to go to the junior prom with me.
He told me Stan's a bodybuilder, too. That Stan Stovall guy is a...
That hair lip guy?
He said he's a military... He said his demeanor is very militaristic.
Hmm.
He's kind of like, one of those, you know, ever hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Stan Stovall,
and now let's go to Mary Beth Marsden. Let's kick him off the newscast, okay?
Barry Batlight or Stan, he asked you to the junior prom, but you didn't go. That was a very smart move.
Barry Batlight, I have a letter from Japan
telling you that that was a very smart move.
I want you to know, Mary Beth, we are air freighting additional anchors to replace you on TV from Japan. Signed, Masatoshi Ono.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs.
That is one seriously nasty-ass movie.
Yeah, that is. That's another good one.
That's that guy, you know, when he splashes him with the gasoline.
Well, that's another Quentin Tarantino movie.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike. I laugh at that one sometimes.
Mr. Yeah. Green, Mr. Brown.
Hello.
Mr. Pink.
Oops. Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Video God.
Hi.
I'm too drunk to drive. I'd love to see your show, but, again, I'd probably dump some pipe.
What?
The Beltway.
Oh, he's talking about, he's pretending, I hope he's pretending to be the guy who dumped all those pipes on the Beltway the other day.
Did they find out that that guy was wasted? Is that what they found out? Or is
evidently.
He just, really, he'd had a few cocktails?
Bright and early in the morning.
Unbelievable.
Are you really drinking now?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good. Yeah, drunk driving, man. Can you imagine getting in, especially that hour in the morning? Well, maybe he's coming back from a party.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, that was a good party. Well, gotta go to work.
What about the guy at BWI?
Yeah.
The guy who drives the...
Oh, this is amazing.
There's this guy who drives with the tram, right?
It's like one commuter of the... train.
Yeah, right. Like a MART train or something.
Right.
This guy, not once, not twice... Three times
he screws up.
Has run this train into a wall at BWI.
Yeah, live and learn. And they finally fire the guy.
Yeah.
After, you know, I guess three strikes, you're out. I mean, that's the way you do
that's
it.
Fair.
You
know,
you can wreck a train twice, and you'll be okay.
Well, that's good. He was taking muscle relaxants that were prescribed, and he didn't think it would be a problem.
And he blacked out. You know, I guess right when the train reached maximum speed before it got to the station.
That's when he nodded off.
That's decided to pass out.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Gladys.
Rob, is she on schedule to call? Hold on. Head's going to check your schedule, Gladys.
Yeah, she is. It's her first day.
It's the 23rd.
First day she can call.
Well, you really mark the calendar, don't you, Gladys?
Just like for everything else. No. Hey, I wanted to tell you a horrible movie that I laughed in. That with Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. After he had killed the maid. And the machine went in the kitchen, all that blood was there. And remember when he started slipping in the blood? Oh, come on.
Gladys, that's not funny.
It wasn't. I know. That's disgusting. What I mean. It was. I couldn't help but laugh.
What kind of cold-hearted monster are you, Gladys?
I'm not.
Two more months?
I'm not. I was going to call tomorrow and on air take out my stitches in my finger, but I did it yesterday.
All right. How did you cut your finger?
Oh, I fell.
Slipped in the blood?
You weren't diddling yourself, were you?
No, cut yourself
with something sharp down there.
The alien came out. The alien with the sharp razor sharp teeth.
The alien that lives inside her.
No, Bob Wire. Barbed wire. Barbed wire.
Listen, everybody, I just got to let everybody know. This is a lady, you know, bless her heart. She's a very loyal listener of this show. Big supporter in Wichita, but really, she's just like Gladys Kravitz from Bewitched.
Yes, absolutely.
And much like Samantha used to have to do on Bewitched, we have to lock our doors so she can't get in. We only let this crazy bitch call us. We only let her call us once a month.
Once a month, that's all.
And this is her one call right now.
Yeah.
Talking about barbed wire. What, do you live on like a farm or something, Gladys?
No, we live out in the country, and I had to go out look for one of my kids, and I fell off something, and...
Did one of your kids get outside the pen?
Yeah, they got out.
I believe you live in the country.
Yeah, but my only problem was when I started to fall, I didn't let go of the barbed wire.
Let go hold.
Yeah,
okay.
And cut my finger.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. Glad you're okay. Mm-hmm. Gladys Potter, the gonad gobbler. We look forward to hearing from you on September...
October?
No, Rob, September 23rd.
Has it been a dry summer in Wichita?
Oh, I guess it's
hot. Always dry where
it's
you are.
It's hot. I'm hiding in the house.
She also
bingo and listening to you.
She also has a problem with vaginal dryness.
Mm-hmm. That's true. How's that problem?
No problem.
Is it better?
No problem, I said.
Has it improved? Does that mean it's improved?
No problem. But you guys have a good vacation.
Three words she never hears, slippery when wet. Never.
She's so dry.
Big El Nino going on out there.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Gladys.
Yeah. And I'm planning a little surprise for you, for Don, for your birthday.
El Nino and El Vagino.
Yes. You're not even listening to me, Don.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No,
my birthday's September 14th, and yours is September 18th, I believe.
I mean, she's nutty. Gladys, I know your heart is in the right place.
It is.
Talk to you in a month.
Okay, guys. Have a good vacation.
Bye, Gladys.
Dia con Dios.
Bye, Gladys.
Goodbye, Gladys.
Bye-bye.
Turns the radio up.
Aye, aye, aye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to talk about Survivor.
What about Survivor?
I know who's going to win.
Of course, everybody does.
Nah, but I really know.
And why would that be?
Wait a minute. Have you ever ingested any, like, illegal substances?
Sure, I used to all the time. Don't anymore.
Good. What's that?
I said I used to all the time, but I don't anymore.
You don't anymore?
No.
Oh.
So you know the answer because you've ingested illegal substances?
The first is pretty obvious, but the second is, I mean, for some people, they wouldn't believe.
What, are you high now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's how you know, because you're high?
No, I know from, there's two reasons. And the first reason, let me get to the point. The first reason...
Doubt that'll happen.
No. There's a reason because... Did you look at the milk ad in the Post today?
Yes, Jeff, we did.
And you saw Rudy wearing a...
Reebok.
Yep.
Listen, Mr. Spicoli, someone's already called to this theory today.
Oh, okay. Well, then, besides that, then... Okay, so that's already one point, right?
What?
That's already one point.
Are you wearing a poncho right now?
And a white turtleneck. And you have, like, shoulder-length blonde hair. And, like, a really good tan.
No, I got dreads. Is Buzz there?
Yeah, Buzz is here.
Buzz.
Is your van parked outside?
I got a Volkswagen Bug, and it's pretty cool.
Of course you do.
Very good for you.
All right, Mr. Spicoli.
No, my name is Spicoli.
Listen, I'm going to write that on the blackboard for everybody in the class to see.
Good.
I don't know.
All right. Gee, Mr. Spicoli. I like that.
Hey, you know who I like?
Help yourselves. Get a good one.
I like Tom the Monster.
Of course you do.
All right, see you later.
All right, take it easy, Buzz and I, Mike.
You like Tom the Monster? You keep it up, you'll sound just like him in about a month.
I was in a hospital before too.
I believe that. Yeah. See you later.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Bye bye. Someone enjoying his afternoon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He seemed nice.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, this is Jason in Wichita.
Yes, hi, Jason.
This Survivor show?
Yeah.
There was all that hype about the, somebody had busted the website and said Gervais was going to win.
Gervais,
yeah,
yes.
Whatever his name is.
Gervasi, yeah.
There's a guy here, some kid named Chris, and he got through, and he actually found out that Kelly is the one that is going to win it.
Okay. I think that makes everybody know. I think that makes everybody in the first part of the show.
Well, put your money on Kelly tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
No, thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye, friend. See you tonight for the meal. The Last Supper.
At Friendly's.
When we come back, I think Chuck Stossel. Oh, and we have the Charlie Stossel mailbag open today also.
Oh, he always gets this wonderful mail.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
Hey, Washington, what's even hotter than a D.C. summer? A Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Tonight, Don and Mike bring their raunchy magic back to Nation. Located for your convenience at 1015 Half Street Southeast. The show starts at 8, and you got to be 21 to get in. For additional info or directions, call 202-554-1500. Don't miss any of the hot adult-only antics of the final Las Vegas-style show of the summer. We'll see you there.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Yeah, you just heard the announcement. Big Vegas-style show tonight. Even though Survivor's on, we're going to be a Nation in D.C. We'll hit the stage about 8:30, and we'll have giant... 9x6-foot screens to watch Survivor on tonight.
Excellent.
During the Las Vegas style show, it's Wednesday. And that means it's time for Chuck Stossel, who we just heard in the dunking's head.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
You got all wet, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I got
terribly wet. I heard you're enjoying the tape. And one thing, not meaning to get off the dunk tank, I didn't know about your love of Casino.
Oh, you didn't know I love that movie?
Nobody will interfere with you running the casino.
Great movie.
I had to do it my way.
It's a great movie.
And you know what else is great? I mean, it's not laugh out loud about Casino. It's De Niro's clothes that he wears.
Oh, it's Regis. The tie and the shirts and the jacket and pants all match.
Even the outfit right when he gets whacked, you know, when he goes out into the car and he's going to get it blown up in the car.
Peach outfit.
Peach matching tie, shirt, and sport coat.
All right, Charlie, before we talk movies, you ready for the mailbag?
Absolutely.
Got one for you this week.
Is it from a new correspondent?
Yes.
Hey.
From somebody brand new.
There you go.
What town?
Fresh mail.
From Maryland.
Okay, local.
Has a phone number. Says, do not read my name or phone number on the air. Do not call.
Let's not include it then, of course.
Okay. My dearest Charlie Stossel.
It's from a guy.
Yes.
Of course.
First, I am not an inmate. Second, I am not a homosexual. Okay. I, like you, have been burned many times by unscrupulous femme fatales and have decided it is better to consider a life of celibacy rather than being hurt again. I am writing to you.
I can tell the sincerity is bleeding.
Wait. I am writing to you from the Montgomery County, Maryland chapter of the All Male Lonely Hearts Club.
Oh, no. It's not that desperate.
We would love for you to be our featured speaker at our next get together. And I'm not going to give the location, but
that's a lot of money.
He mentions a prominent hotel in Maryland on Saturday, September 9th. Your stories of rejection and survival would be heartily appreciated by our membership.
Rejection
my
and survival.
My comical stories.
In fact, the installment committee has given me authority to offer you a lifetime membership in our organization.
Thank you, but I'll be
of course,
busy.
When and if you do finally meet the right woman, you would become a retired member. Please, Don and Mike, no retired member jokes.
Retired member.
You are a sensitive, caring man who loves kids and collectibles.
I don't do collectibles.
Figurines.
While some choose...
Action figures, Mike.
While some choose to ridicule you for those life choices, we embrace them. Many of our members are divorced fathers, and we even have some movie memorabilia collectors in our ranks. If you do decide to join us, even for one evening, you'll be treated with respect and gratitude.
Much like coming in here once a week.
After just one night of fellowship with men in the same boat as you, I'm sure you'll be back for our next meeting, or maybe some of our excursions. We've been to Atlantic City on a cruise ship in the last year alone.
That's sad. A bunch of guys on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Your appearances on the Don and Mike Show have been the topics of discussion at our club for months now.
Really?
Let's get together. We have so much in common. We all, and then this is in big letters, we all have problems meeting the right woman. Because as you, we won't accept a piece of meat as if we were buying meat in Safeway.
Yeah.
Your moral standards and conduct are welcome.
Must be a good Republican, Don.
At the All-Male Lonely Hearts Club.
No, I'm fine, but thank you for the kind offer.
We are page two.
Oh.
We've had other celebrities in our group before, but they will remain anonymous in this letter. Suffice to say, you'll not be the first star to join us for a night of dinner, drinks, and stories.
Hey, they're calling you a star, Charlie.
During the holidays, we arrange a social with some female Lonely Hearts clubs in the area.
I can
guarantee your name would draw a better response than we would normally get. And in return, I can virtually promise you that you will, and that's in large letters, meet that special woman who can satisfy both your sexual organs.
The holiday dance starring Charlie Stossel.
Both your sexual organs, the one in your pants,
my dance outfit,
and the one in your head. You are a young, vibrant, successful man. Be proud of who you are and what you stand for.
Be proud.
Join us. Bring the youngster you are so generously part-time parenting. We have a daycare center with licensed care individuals for kids while the dads have our get-togethers. Charlie, our club needs you. your stories, your life tales, your leadership.
Your leadership. Thanks for the laugh over there, Mike.
Regardless of whether you decide to attend or not, we will toast you at our next meeting and look forward to your weekly appearances on the Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
As George Bush would say, you are one of the points of light. God bless you.
Well written.
Hope to see you Saturday, September 9th. You are real, and again, this is in large letters, your real friends are waiting to embrace you. We can make it all better if we stand together.
There you go.
Lonely hearts beat together.
Oh, sounds like a song, doesn't it?
And it sounds like these kind of people are for you, Charlie. It sounds like they could help you.
Absolutely.
And there's a name and a phone number. So there
well,
you go.
He'll be there. Thank you.
There you go.
And you know what? It sounds to me like they're looking for a figurehead. They need leadership. You could lead them into the 21st century.
That is the first.
Lead them right off the plane.
You've received hate mail. You've received jail mail. You've received letters from women. You've never received a letter from a Lonely Hearts Club.
Never.
Now you're an honorary member of the Lonely Hearts Club.
That's great.
There's nothing that makes me more proud right now.
And isn't it great that they have a daycare center there?
Yeah, I could. Brad can come and just, you know, be with the other kids.
For their meetings, you know, when they toast you.
Yes.
To Charlie Stossel. To Charlie Stossel.
Huzzah!
And they wonder why they're in the Lonely Hearts Club.
Sergeant Stossel's Lonely Hearts Club band.
Boy, you know, really, you could probably speak to Lonely Hearts Clubs all over the country.
I bet I could make quite a living at it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You really ought to make the phone call. Find out if
maybe
they pay you.
Maybe every week I should tell about one of the freak shows I've dated over the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
That would be fun. Right. You want to hear one?
Yeah.
Sure. A Native American that I got hooked up with?
Sure.
What, an Indian girl?
Yes.
A squaw?
Squaw Tonto, not Dothead Indian. We went out to a restaurant before a Capitals game. Shocker, before a hockey game.
Right.
And we
your modus operandi, take her to the hockey game.
We were with another couple.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking, we're having nice conversation, and it comes out that, you know, she starts saying about where her family's from, the tribes, et cetera, and about how angry the tribes are with this country. And I said, if there was a war, if they ever revolted, whose side are you taking? And she said, I think I'd go on the Indian side. And at that point, she looked at me like she was going to scalp me. And the conversation went
right. That wouldn't work.
It went right. From that point, it just went right down the drain. When it was, yes, I'm planning to jump on with my Indians and overthrow.
Well, if she's a Native American and she's saying that the Native Americans have been, like, abused in this country, you can kind of understand
that. Was
she
hot?
No.
Even if she wasn't up.
She was very nice.
What are you doing talking politics? You'd be pouring fire water down her throat.
I mean, it's
getting her loaded.
Yeah, it's not going to happen that the Massanutka Pequots at their Foxwoods Casino aren't going to, you know, revolt.
Well, I think right there. It was a hypothetical question, but she took a very serious answer.
I think right there.
You gave a very serious answer.
You got a glimpse into why this guy is such a failure when it comes to getting laid.
I mean, not a failure. Yeah. This was 2 years ago.
You're working on a girl, and what you should be doing is, you know, getting her loaded, trying to get in her pants. But
exactly, they're
talking about
restaurant.
heady issues.
Well,
really?
Goodness knows, let's not try to have a conversation. Let me just try to get somebody really ripped, take them back home with me, and bang their brains out.
Right.
I have it.
Did she pay for her entree with beads?
With wampum.
And, you know, I got to tell you, it doesn't sound to me like if she is a Native American that her position would be totally unreasonable being a Native American.
Not that radical, Charlie.
Well, okay. Well, then maybe I thought it was a little radical. We should shock her.
What are you doing asking her crap like that, serious crap like that? You ask her, you know, hey, did you see the game today? Do you think about Clinton banging Lewinsky?
You try to schmooze her and say, hey, I love that movie Pocahontas.
And Dances with Wolves.
Yes, there you go.
Blazing Saddles.
She could relate with.
All right, Charlie, you're a piece of work.
Thank you, Don.
Swear to God you are.
Thank you, Don.
Listen, before we talk about movies, yep, are you going to speak at the Lonely Hearts Club?
I'm undecided, Don.
Will you call the guy and ask the guy if he'll come on the air with us?
Not today, no. No, Don, I'm not going to go speak at a Lonely Heart. You make it out to be so much worse than it actually is. You really do.
What are you planning for the upcoming holiday weekend?
It's next week. It's not.
I know it's not this week, but it's the upcoming, the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. Are you spend the weekend with Jerry, as you always do?
With Jerry?
Jerry Lewis.
The telethon.
The telethon.
Oh, of course. Of course. I'll be recording all 24 hours of it.
21 and a half.
Sorry, Rob. 21 and a half. The entire local edition.
All right. What's new in the movies this week?
Oh, we have three this week. Goes right into it. The first being Bring It On.
Bring It On! Bring it on.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst, cheerleader movie about two Southern California cheerleader troops. One is white, the other is black, and of course, this is what we need, another white versus black movie in the world. They accuse each other of stealing their moves, and they're going to a national competition, and the white team has to change their moves so as not to copy the black team from Compton.
Sounds incredibly dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many dolls do you give this?
I think 12-year-old girls would give it three. I'll give it one.
One doll. Okay. What else?
Art of War.
Oh, Snipes.
Snipes.
Snipes Buddy.
Snipes Buddy, who is a terrorist expert, security expert at the UN. And there's a plot that goes on to do something bad there. He gets framed for murder because the terrorists want to take him out of the equation because he's so good at doing everything. It's a little James Bondish. Donald Sutherland is in it. He plays the head of the UN, which is always good to see. Ann Archer, who I know you like.
Oh, yeah. But she's getting a little long in the tooth. My love is getting a little...
She's not hit the wall yet, though.
Not the wall. She's still
doable.
One of the sexiest women alive.
But if you like Snipes, this is what... I mean, it's what it is. It's an action movie with him shooting guns and trying to get out of this predicament.
Archer looks sexy. How does she look in this
movie? She looks... okay. I think she hasn't quite hit the wall yet.
How many dolls do you give it?
Two and a half.
Just remember whose opinion you're asking about if a woman's hot or not.
I'm sorry, that was a very big mistake.
What else?
Oh, look at the look he's giving you now.
The Crew.
The Crew, what the hell? Oh, this is the Burt Reynolds
movie. Richard Dreyfuss, Burt Reynolds, Dan Hedaya.
You know, why does Hollywood do this, where this Jennifer movie Dillard is right on the heels of Space Cowboys? And what it looks like, it's like Space Cowboys meets the gangsters. Yeah.
That's what it is. These guys all live in Miami. Their condo, the place where they live, is going to be taken over to be made into high-end living. And, of course, they don't like this because they're going to be forced out, and they thus try to sabotage the whole thing. And in the meantime, somebody wants them to do a hit on somebody, without giving too much away, and they...
John, baby, how's it going?
You know what my knock is on this movie? I've seen a trailer for it. They're too young. They should get real old guys.
I want my
guys.
Italians, I want my gangsters to look like everybody on The Sopranos. Burt Reynolds, Richard Dreyfuss.
You got a guy like Richard Dreyfuss who's what, in his 60s?
Probably.
And he's trying to look like he's in his 80s and act like he's in his... And it's just
roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz.
They're not old enough.
First place with BMW.
They're just not old enough.
ABBA gives me an erection.
Oh, God.
There you go.
All right, how many porcelain dolls do you give
the crew? What it is, two. It has some very cheap... It's grumpier old men done like Goodfellas.
Gotcha. All right, Charlie.
All right, Lee.
Yes, Lee, thank you.
Get out.
Thank you. Thank you for your insight on the movies, as always.
Will you be at the Las Vegas Dolls show this evening?
Yes.
Very good. That's the gameplay. We'll see you there, Chuck.
Excellent.
Bye-bye. Let me know what the guy says from the club.
We're going to that same restaurant tonight. After the show, bring a date.
Not a chance.
No way.
Not a chance.
The same date it always is. Three overgrown heads.
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
If you don't like them, you can go eat one. The Don and Mike Show.
Eat one right now.
Yeah.
Eat one. Eat one.
Ow!
Somebody hung up on a
knee like cellophane.
Fortunately, we have many lines ringing. Good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
I'm sitting outside Nation right now. We're waiting to see you guys.
Oh, now listen to that.
Wow.
That's
great.
Wonderful.
Way to go, Teresa.
Wow. It's only us and a couple of queers, though, man. What's going on?
It's just you and a couple of queers?
Yes, sir, man.
Way to go, Teresa. Looking forward to seeing you.
I know. We've been waiting out here a few hours, though.
Are you homeless?
Only one, Doc.
What?
Turn down your radio. Are you homeless?
Am I homeless?
Yes.
No, I'm waiting to see you guys.
Oh, you're wondering whether you were...
We're up here a few hours, though. We thought there was going to be a big-ass line.
We were wondering if you were living in your car.
No, we're living, waiting to see you, that's all.
Listen, the doors don't even open for another hour.
I know, but I just thought there was going to be a big line.
Well, there's a little thing on tonight called Survivor.
Oh, forget Survivor. We brought our TV.
Well, Teresa, you can be our official welcoming committee.
Oh, could I really...
I was going to say that.
Teresa, you can't say that word, but
somebody right. Call the people in Nation and see if this girl can get
it
a little early.
To you.
She wants to show her T's on stage.
If we get her in early.
Sure,
and,
let her in. You'll be the first one in the door. We
absolutely.
Promise.
Absolutely. You're the first, Teresa.
All right, I'm the first.
All right, bye.
I'll be waiting for you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was very generous of her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bodes well for the appearance this evening.
I think so. Hello.
Hi, Don.
One girl sitting Indian style outside the place is waiting to get in. I'll show you my tees.
With a few queers, she said.
Hello.
Don?
Yes, well, maybe
I just wanted to tell you that I love your show.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I think you guys are great.
Maybe we can all meet at B&Q later.
Yeah, Beers and Queers.
Beers and Queers.
Fantastic bar.
It's our favorite TGI Fridays type place.
Yeah, great food, great burgers there. If you know, just come down to the B&Q.
But listen, if you order a burger at the B&Q, don't ask for the special sauce.
Yeah, at the B&Q, it's usually hold the mayo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Hey, well, what do you think about them saying the bull S word on 60 Minutes Sunday night?
You know, a lot of people have asked me about that, and frankly, it's a pisser, because they get away with it, because it was under the guise of
news.
Being a news program, even though it was in the time slot that's supposed to be safe harbor.
Yeah, and it's always
7 to 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
It's always been something that disturbs us, because Don and I will be doing this show, and then at the end of the show, we get to Buzz, and Buzz is just like S, F, M, F, all the time,
because I can.
And he gets away with it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think that's a bunch of BS, as far as I can see.
It is. Listen, it is. It's the double standard. It's the same reason that... you know, if Sally Jesse's doing a show...
If Buzz was saying that, he'd say bull-ass.
That's right.
And he'd say the S word. All the way, sir.
You know, Sally Jesse can do shows where she's supposedly helping troubled teens.
Right.
Where she can, you know, say the T word and say penis, vagina, and all the things that go along with.
Last week she had a show I saw, you know, where they put the thing down in the crawl. It said, my life is a big pile of S. Today on Sally Jesse.
You know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
They all get away with more than we can.
A huge double standard.
And frankly, someone should tell Maury that the topic, my kid needs to go to boot camp, is done way too often on his show.
I think you'll like it next week when he says, my ex-lover is a real MF-er.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
You're talking to the best truck driver this side of the Mexican border.
Mike, we're talking to the best truck driver this side of the Mexican border.
Yeah. Amen.
I talked to you guys like a couple weeks ago, but anyways, like last week, I wonder if you guys hear what Grant says about you guys.
What's wrong with your phone?
What's wrong with it?
It's just really, muddled and breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, he said he saw you guys walking around without brains in your heads, and that one of you guys was walking kind of funny. So you know what that means. That's what he said on his show about you guys, and he's still talking about you.
All right, listen, you're trying to stoke a fire, but that fire is dead and gone.
It's really not worth it anymore.
I wasn't trying to start nothing. I was just saying.
We have bigger fish to fry than the douchebag who does the 4 p.m. show on KHTK.
And I mean this only in the best possible way. This is not the best. This is not the best call we've gotten today, and you're not the best truck driver this side of Mexico.
He's gone. Hello, Don, Mike.
Sure. Hey, I was actually wondering about if you guys had seen the Battle Bus thing yet that they're advertising on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I talked about it yesterday, that they took the actual footage from Larry's show, and they just dubbed Larry's voice out, and they have Sean Salisbury from ESPN doing the commentary now.
That's too bad for Larry, because Larry was good on that show.
Sure is.
Battle Bots. You know what? The thing that made it funny was Larry doing the perfectly normal play-by-play of it.
Darlene, I've got some bad news. They've edited me, Darlene. I'm not on Battle Bots anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Buzz, also, let me ask you this question. Has either one of you guys ever had your testicles go up inside your body before?
You mean like an innie? I don't think so.
Like,
no.
Maybe you slept on it wrong and it kind of went up inside? Buzz?
Oh, not really, no. I've been in real cold water where they get real close to my body, but
never gone all the way inside.
Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Did it happen to you?
Both of them, yeah. I woke up one morning, I was taking a shower, and I was washing up,
and they were gone. And I first thing I did was look on the floor to see if maybe they'd fell out or something, but I pushed next to my thing there, and they popped back down.
You should apply for a job with CBS.
They check you.
To work at upper management at CBS, that's a prerequisite. No balls.
I was just checking. I thought maybe that was something that happened to everybody.
No, I'm sorry.
Then I need to take that one on the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Wow. Goodbye. That'll be Larry's next show. Guys with no balls. Hi, Darlene. Right after Cat Gladiators.
Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Quick update. I saw one of your buddies yesterday on TV.
Did you say Cat Gladiators?
I'm Larry Michael. Tonight on Cat Gladiators. All right. Look at this tabby going against an alley cat with armor on.
What's your cat's name, Buzz?
Max and Gracie.
Tonight, Max and Gracie will take on Morris.
And our cat, Furball.
Morris and Furball take on Max and Gracie tonight on Cat Gladiators. I'm Larry Michael. Join us next time for Cat Gladiators.
What can we do for you?
I got an update on one of your buddies I saw on TV yesterday.
Ooh.
I broke my leg and I've been doing a lot of History Channel, logging a lot of time on meaningless TV.
Who?
And I saw your buddy, the Grease Man, on FBI Files. He was acting as one of the reconstructed crime scenes type of thing. He was supposedly playing some bit part as a mayor in some town in Louisiana.
That poor son of a bitch.
It was terrible. Because he has a big old, Norv Turner-looking greasy face and pocked.
It's work. That poor fellow.
You should restate your offer to him.
No. You know what? I stated an offer about a week or two ago on the show and immediately got...
Very nice of you to do.
Immediately got flooded with calls from his dopey fans.
Great.
Forget it.
Hey, Don, I remember when...
I said the guy's paid his debt to society. If he wants to try to rebuild his career, he could come on our show.
I saw his boot once.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi there.
I just want to give you guys some props. You guys helped save me a few lives this summer.
How's that?
I'm a lifeguard at a beach, and you guys are the only ones that keep me awake. I got no hot girls.
For those who serve. A lifeguard.
Thank you.
There you go, son.
There's no hot girls, so you guys are the only thing that can keep me awake while I'm sitting there in the hot sun.
If only we had our Andrew Gold album here, we could queue up Thank You for Being a Friend.
That's cool.
I have a soft spot for lifeguards. My sister was a lifeguard.
Is she hot?
Yeah, no, she was at Gay City.
Oh, okay.
And she is hot.
Oh, okay.
She's very hot.
You got a picture?
Extremely hot.
I've got some pictures, some that Mike doesn't know about.
Oh.
Really?
Want to send them
pictures,
out?
Pictures of your sister.
Of my sister?
Sure. I thought the only ones you had were the ones I sold you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there you go. How soon they forget.
That's cold.
For those who serve.
It's not Andrew Gold. It's the theme to the Golden Girls.
Big salute to all the lifeguards out there.
One time,
Scott and Todd.
One time me and Mike were listening to Scott Shannon from WPLJ in New York.
Uh-huh.
And this is had to be 10 years ago, longer than that. And he was doing a whole big thing about firefighters.
Yes.
You know how disc jockeys, when they have nothing to talk about, they can fill time by going, "Hey, I want to tell you something. New York City's got the greatest firefighters in the world. Those guys were battling a blaze last night. You know, they're unsung heroes
for those who serve."
And then he started the record, "Thank You for Being a Friend." Cue it up again, Rob.
That's exactly how he did it.
We about peed our pants.
I just want to say to all the firefighters out there, you do a great job, but this one's for you on PLJ. For those who serve.
For those who serve.
Same guy they called El Diablo out in Los Angeles. The devil.
For those who serve.
Amen.
Jesus.
Here I am. Shut up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Flush the Format Friday.
Oh, well, let me tell you, I was driving that truck, and that guy ain't no good from the other side of the border because I'm the best truck driver as any pipe on Connecticut ever.
Okay, thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Right.
I was trying to find out what time Don and Mike is.
What time Don and Mike is what?
Tonight.
You mean what time Don and Mike will be appearing at Nation in downtown D.C.?
Yes.
They will be going on with their burlesque show at about 8:30.
They'll be on at 8:30?
Yeah.
Great, okay.
No bras.
No bras?
And listen,
oh, I can handle that.
Only girls who sleep with them are eligible to get in tonight. So yeah. Are you willing to sleep with them?
Possibly.
Possibly?
Yeah.
Well, it has to be a definitely.
Depends how much I drink.
Depends on how much you... All right. We'll accept that. They'll accept that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you there.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a friend.
For those who serve. For those who serve us.
That's a fine young lady.
For those who serve us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It was fought you and his family.
Oh, come on. Don't do a hit and run like that.
I did not hit and run. Hold
it. You need to apologize. It's not...
It's not funny.
It's not relevant. It's not anything.
Apologize.
Apologize.
No apology.
Apology.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
We're not going to do another 40-minute argument, but
thank you.
You got to be a stand-up guy.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, that's a bad sell. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Buzz. Hey.
I know you're doing Donnie.
Yeah.
I know you're doing the fantasy football thing, and I've got my son in the deal. Several months ago, you talked about the stock market fantasy and haven't brought it up since. What's going on with that?
Oh, because I lost interest in it. I lost it. I wasted $150 joining a fantasy stock market league, and after like 3 weeks, I don't even know. They still send me emails all the time. I just delete them.
Did you go belly up?
I don't know. I guess I did.
Or you could be rich.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
What do you win if you...
It was like fantasy football. You could win like $1,000 at the end of the year.
You have a couple of bad weeks?
I just got bored with it. It's not fun like sports.
No, it's not.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I was wondering if you were going to play the Myra song.
Oh, we... Listen, are you just trying to piss us off?
No.
Well, knock it off then, all right? Don't call again.
Well...
Is this the same guy?
No, but I know who I
know. Hey, you know that we're just not interested in that, okay?
I know the song though. I've heard the song.
Right, good for you. Congratulations. We're not interested.
Last Christmas.
We did not. If you continue to call, we're going to get your phone number off caller ID.
Please.
Please what?
Can you play the Mike Landon?
No, hey, listen, now cut it out. We're telling you nicely this time, okay?
I'll listen to you, Mike.
Is this the Morris Jones guy?
No.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
A-hole.
Big A-hole. Mm.
Said that very quietly, so as to keep the peaceful mood of the show going.
Well, absolutely, like yes. Turn the other cheek Wednesday.
A-hole. Big A-hole.
When you're testing us.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Yeah, I was coming home last night. I have to give you guys a little bit of your props because I was coming home from a part-time job, 2:00 at night. Was surprised to actually hear you guys on the radio, and actually found out because I thought that Ron and Fez were somebody that like characters that you all did.
I bet they like us to do them.
Hey.
I have to admit, when I heard that, I fell out because I actually had no idea it was actually really some people named Ron and Fez.
Yeah,
Ron and Fez.
Right. Gotcha. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. We're talking to the cream of the crop right now.
We are indeed. Man, welcome to Random Thoughts.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
You're talking to us. Hello.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for asking that guy to play his radio louder last week. I never laughed so hard. And I just want to tell you, I had my eye removed one time by an optometrist. And I really, really...
Right. Thanks
so much. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It continues from top of the class.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the guy at PWI decided to run the train into the station a couple of times.
Yes, 3 times.
Yesterday in Baltimore, we had a tractor-trailer driver backed up and hit the same minivan 7 times.
Oh, God.
Trying to fit into the driveway. Just backed up, hit it.
Was there anybody in it?
Nobody was in the minivan. The lady came out to look at it. The truck driver hit a light pole and it fell over and hit her in the head. They had to take her away in an ambulance.
Oh.
It had to be the funniest thing I've ever witnessed.
Oh, Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Look, I have a question.
Yes.
A month or so ago, Homo Joe was supposed to take a bus trip to King's Dominion. What happened? Missed it?
Honey, you can't say the S word.
I know.
You're listening to the top of the class.
I know.
Honor roll. This is the honor roll phone scam.
We have the straight A students calling us right now.
That's right.
No, Homo Joe did take the bus trip, and you cannot say the S word.
I know. I'm so sorry. Okay. Well, I never heard anything else about it.
Why was it troubling you?
Because I wanted to go to King's Dominion.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Where do our listeners hear that language?
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Radio gods, I know. You hear that all the time. But hey, Mike, have you been doing some voiceovers lately?
Yeah.
I thought so. You do them so well.
Thank you very much, Drew.
I know, but you're taking work away from people like me.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, right, because you do lots of voiceovers, don't you?
Well, I try.
Okay, well, hey, I'll do a few less, so maybe you can do a few more.
Super duper. Thanks, buddy. I love
you. Love you, too. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Richard Dreyfuss is not in his 60s, Mike.
He isn't?
He's in his 50s. You're wrong.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And also, okay, you do great voices, man.
Thank you.
Okay, you can't say the F word.
You can't say the F word.
I know you said frickin', but first you said... F-U-ing.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I messed up, I swear.
That's okay.
Pants.
We all make mistakes.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
You have really good voices, and Don?
Yes.
Don, baby?
Yeah.
Have a goofy.
What?
What? That's so funny when he says that.
Okay, thank you.
You said something that made her laugh.
I'm glad. Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye.
This show is funny.
You know.
Come on, goodbye.
Come on.
Goodbye. Now you cut it out.
I'm so funny, man.
Come on, goodbye.
Wait.
What?
Okay.
What?
Okay, is Rob Spiewak Rich Hunter?
Is Rob what?
Is Rob Spiewak really Rich Hunter?
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh.
And is Charlie Broyhill really Charlie, the movie guy with the lesbian wife?
That's right.
That's it.
So they're all, like, interchangeable.
That's right. They're all the same people.
Everybody's the same.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus.
Douchebag you can't talk about.
Right. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Oh, my God.
Why can't you be on television?
From your lips to God's ears.
I want to see you on that Leah Remini show.
Leah Remini. Okay. Goodbye now. Hang up now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God.
And there she goes. Well, I have only this to say about all of those calls.
Jeez.
There you go. That was an interesting ride.
It was indeed.
It was right. Let's clear them out right now. Lisa Flutter, clear them out. And let's take a call 100 right now.
Fluffer.
Excuse me. 877-365-3636. Secret sound time. Big money time. Be the 100th caller. Good luck. It's a good thing you're doing that because this goddamn cartridge is not cute. There you go. Thank you, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where is this coming from?
What do they teach you to scrap at school?
Do you ever think, like, why are we born?
Madame de Stael said, in life one must choose between boredom and suffering.
Go to your room.
I'm serious. Why were we born? We were born because of Adam and Eve, that's why. Now go upstairs and do your math. Algebra? That's the most boring.
Well, your other choice is suffering. You want to start now?
Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Danny, sit down, Danny.
Now listen, I forgot to mention a couple of seconds ago when Chuck Stossel was here. He was sponsored by Doc Harry's.
Ah, Doc Harry's.
The prime rib is the best he has ever had.
He told me that in the hallway.
It is not just a rib joint. Doc Harry's is on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Call Doc Harry's, 703-815-RIBS.
Mm-hmm.
Or just call Charlie South, 1-800-MR-BUBBLE. We have a Vegas-style show tonight. Tonight, I wonder if
you lonesome tonight.
You lonesome tonight. My wife, she tries to be supportive. God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
I just talked to her a second ago, and I was like, "Hi, what are you doing?" She's nothing. What are you doing? Blah blah. She says, "Hey, listen."
When she tries to be a cheerleader,
it's funny. She says, "Because I don't think anybody's going to show up at the show tonight. They're going to have half full house
because
we're competing against the equivalent of the Super Bowl.
Right.
Who's not going to watch Survivor?"
Right.
She says to me, "Hey," with fake enthusiasm, you know, and bless her heart, she's trying to pick my spirits up.
Yeah.
She says, "I think you should say," and I know that she gives me a fake pep talk when she talks to me like I'm five. "I think you should say that it's a real positive that Survivor is on tonight."
I said, "Really? Why is that?"
"Because then you can tell the people who show up, they'll be so much closer to the stage, and they'll be able to participate in the show, and they'll get to see you and Mike so much more than anybody else would." Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I say, "Okay, thanks. Appreciate it."
That's, she's trying her best to be supportive.
She sure is trying.
And she's right.
I appreciate it.
Oh, Buzz, please.
Please. Jesus Christ.
Listen, come to the show if you can. I mean, I know everybody in the goddamn world is watching Survivor.
Run down to Half Street.
But we're doing a Las Vegas-style show tonight. In Southeast D.C. at Nation.
Nation's a great place. We've been there before. We have one of our best shows there. That's the truth.
It's a rave club, and there's no standards at all. They let us do just about anything there.
There's a 9-foot by 6-foot TV screen down there, so you can watch Survivor with us. Now, come on now. It's going to be great.
I know.
It's going to be wonderful. You had a look on your face that told me it was almost your I give up look. It was almost a look, you know. I said we had a 9-foot by 6, and you're like, yeah. You know what it is also?
Yeah.
I know. I hate to say this. We're honest with our audience, okay? The bottom line is, you'd like to be on your sofa watching it tonight, too.
Of course I would.
I think everybody would.
Of course I would.
But we'll watch it together.
We'll have a TV there.
Oh, great.
You know, and the people at Nation have been nice enough to go out, since they didn't have the equipment, to rent a 9x6 TV.
And it's a Survivor party. We'll all watch it together. And any TV show you watch in a large group is more fun than watching
it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So all you disenfranchised singles, come on down.
Yeah. Come on down. All you people with no friends at all.
You Lonely Hearts Club members.
Right. All you people who have not already been invited to a Survivor party.
Teresa's there, down there on Side of Nation.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
And she said she was going to show us her breasts.
Right.
Great. And three queers.
Hello, Don and Mike, sir.
Hello.
Well, you know, this will be a true test tonight to find out just how loyal our listeners are. We know this. We know that our listeners are the greatest. No bull ass.
This could be the greatest night of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Our listeners are the greatest. They support our show. They give us number one ratings. They're the greatest.
I mean, it really could be a life-changing night for us. As we walk in to Nation and the place is packed, I'll have tears in my eyes if that's
You'll
the
cry.
Case. That's right. How much it'll mean to me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Am I caller 100?
Yes, you are.
Holy
what?
Holy smokes. I almost slept up.
You know, everybody's got the bad language today.
It's something in the air.
Hmm. What's your name?
My name's Jeff.
Jeff, where are you calling from?
Calling from Baltimore,
Jeff?
Actually, just north.
Jeff, caller 100. You've just won dinner for two at the Macaroni Grill, courtesy of Bola Wines. Lighten up, slow down, open up. Bola Wines of Italy. Live passionately, but drink responsibly.
Of course.
Are you ready to go for the big money?
I'm ready as I'm ever going to be, I guess.
Okay, here we go. That's the winning attitude.
Yeah, baby.
Here we go. $500 online. Secret sound number 8. The final secret sound. I'll play it for you. Give you 15 seconds to think. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
A real survivor, Robert Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. That's the sound of the applause that we'll be getting tonight from the overflow crowd at Nation. This is one person.
And the odds are in our favor.
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! What's the sound?
A beer top opening.
No, no. Sorry about that.
Oh, we're sorry.
A beer being opened by Stuart Little.
Thank you. Don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. For you. And listen, I'm not going to bull ask you about this either. Remember when they canceled the Diana Ross tour?
Yes.
And she said, the big phony affected way, and they canceled it because no one was going to see her.
Right.
And she said, I don't care if there's 100 people in the crowd or 15,000. I put on the same show with the same energy. No. If there's no one there tonight, mm-hmm. I'm doing a half-assed job.
Good for you.
I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
If there's nobody there tonight,
right.
I'm going to sit on stage and pick my ass and watch Survivor. Watch
so if you'd like to come on down and see Don pick his ass.
No, I bet some people show up.
I think it's going to be a good crowd. I think we're going to have a great crowd.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge that we throw out to you, our listeners, to come to the Las Vegas Style Show tonight.
It's going
to
be a great crowd and a great moment. Because we'll say, look at this. Even with this great television show on, look what we have. But, you know, the thing is, and it's important to notice, that they're going to have a 9-foot by 6-foot TV screen down there. That's big. They stepped up. They don't have that in that club. They went out and rented it. They got it for this occasion only, and I think that the club nation deserves a lot of credit for doing that.
They're great. You know what we need tonight? We need a tape recorder, Rob.
Okie doke.
Because what we need to do is tape the response when we get on stage tonight so that we can play it back tomorrow. And I don't mean like the ovation, like, oh, how much you love us. Mm-hmm. But I mean, so when we come on tomorrow, we can say, look, either it'll be, you'll hear, you know,
yay.
Yeah, something
yay,
like that.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yep. Or it'll be the usual, which is, you know, 1,500 people going nuts.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Bring a tape recorder. We'll play you the results on tomorrow's episode.
Good.
And you'll be able to hear for yourself.
And if you're on your way down there, like Teresa, you know.
Let us know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hold on. I believe you have a message for him. Mike has a message for you.
I'm all stressed out.
Here we go. Not thick enough.
Hello?
Sorry. Nice effort, though. Took a nice swing at it.
I know. You could have given me that one.
Oh, come on. It would cheapen the whole concept of sponsoring farts.
Far be it for me to cheapen the contest. I tried, man.
Like I haven't tried?
I know.
Who had to go wipe themselves right at the beginning of the show today? I did.
But you said it was all for naught, right?
No, I thought I had a dollop in my pants. I was trying to squeeze a fart out.
For the show.
And I had to run upstairs.
Oh, I think that it's good, though, that you didn't have that dollop. And incidentally, for the sales guys here, and I'm speaking for you now because I know you were frustrated. You know, when the show starts, stay the hell out of that bathroom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it was right 2 minutes before the show starts. I cut a fart. I said to Rob, I think I crapped my pants.
Right.
I think I got a dollop in there. I got to go in and check it out. And I go into the bathroom, and of course, both the stalls are being used. You know, and all I don't really
get the wingtips with the, you know, designer suit down around the ankles.
You know, I don't have to go to the bathroom. What I've really got to do is just go in there with a, you know, piece of teepee and just, you know, give it the old, you know, what for.
You ever catch the sales guys on the second floor?
They use the bathroom up there.
Brad, who we'll see tonight.
Brad Griffin?
Yeah, I caught Brad Griffin up there one time. So what are you doing up here? Hey, you don't want people to know you go to the bathroom, Brad? Is that what it is, Brad?
So I had to go upstairs and check it out there. And that's one of the few times, incidentally, that I do look at the toilet paper.
You know, when I have the newspaper in my hand and I'm going in to do number two in the upstairs bathroom, Advantage, they're not Advantage anymore. I don't know what they're called.
Main Street Title.
Main Street Title, which is now right across... With all glass, so they see everything. So if there's somebody doing a house closing up there, you know, everybody, the receptionist, all the people in the closing, they see me walking into the bathroom with my newspaper, and I just, you know, why couldn't they have put a wall up there?
And they wave.
Yeah.
They wave.
It's like, yeah, going into crap.
And you know, for that, my story about the people who own the building that we broadcast in, for them, it's kind of a bonus that they sit in this big glass-encased office, and as people are coming in to get their third, fourth, fifth mortgages on their house, whatever it is that they do up there, they can say, oh, look, you ever listen to the Don and Mike Show? Oh, you see that guy going in the bathroom right now to take a nice BM?
See the guy with rolled-up newspaper?
That's Mike from the Don and Mike Show. Wave at him.
Yeah, he's got his USA Today. He'll be in there about 20 minutes. I'm Mike. Now let's get back to your paperwork.
Your paperwork.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, and I did look at the paper. That's one of the times I will look at toilet paper. Mm-hmm. When I went all the way upstairs then, you know, gave myself the once-over, looked at the paper, all for naught. Must have been an air bubble.
And when that happens, it's kind of a... Well, wait a minute.
Okay, you going to try again?
Yeah, this might not...
Okay. No. Come on, you know that's not sponsorable.
I'm sorry, I tried.
I know. I just appreciate it. I'm just not, my timing's off today. I just, I need some kind of adjustment.
Hello.
Hello.
But anyway, look at the paper, nothing there.
Good.
Clean as a whistle. Same with my underpants.
You probably had that kind of confused look on your face.
Yeah, right. And I guess the point is, you don't want to go in a bathroom where there's a guy in the stall next to you, right. And you walk in, and he can see your feet, and then he sees the pants go down, then he just hears the toilet paper coming out, and then you flush.
Right.
Because then the guy knows that you're just going in.
Something's happening.
Just to make sure you're clean.
Something not normal is going on there.
And I didn't have enough time to go through the charade of actually sitting down on the crapper and pretend like I was taking a crap because it was 2 minutes before we went on the air today.
Right. I mean, it's, a lot of bathroom habits I'd like to change for the sales guys, sports junkies, making their dinty more beef stew before we get out of here.
The urinating on the floor.
Yep, absolutely.
The leaving the urinal filled. Well, they do that
constantly. On purpose,
I mean, and by they, I mean everybody in this building leaves the urinal full. Nobody in this building ever flushes.
I do. It's the worst. I do, too.
Good.
I think I may have forgotten once or twice. I mean, everybody does, I suppose. Have you ever forgotten, Buzz?
Well, how would I know? But no, I don't think so.
You know what, the other day, I walked in the bathroom down here on the ground floor, and I walked over by the urinal, and of course, there was just a river of pee.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he's doing. Somebody's just going, wow.
Okay, so they're
letting it fly or what?
So there's pee all over the floor. And I went into the stall, did my business, come out, I'm washing my hands. And one of the sales guys who looks like Regis, one of the guys that I don't know, he came in. And I thought I had a fleeting thought for a second. Should I tell him? Should I not tell him?
It's not me. Right? Is that what you wanted to tell him?
I'm thinking he's going to walk over there and see that.
I think it's you.
I think it's me. And I decided then, you know what? I'm not going to say anything because I think either way I look guilty. If I say, hey, that mess there, that's not me.
Right.
It's like I'm making too big a deal about it. If I don't say anything,
you can't win.
Then I also run the risk and goes, my God, look, this guy just peed all over the floor, just standing there washing his hands like nothing.
And it might fall into the, he doth protest, like he'd say, hey, that's not me, then it would be you.
Right.
So
I ended up saying nothing to him.
Yeah. Some people admit to not flushing the urinal. And Charlie Broyhill's one of them.
But fortunately, I think about this one particular sales guy, one of the guys that looks like Regis. I think he's just so dense, he didn't notice that he was standing like in a gigantic puddle of pee.
Well, under a tremendous amount of pressure here.
Possible.
He just stood there and did his business.
Just to deliver results. He's dealing with Alan Limewand all day. So, he's just like going...
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's everything going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Just wanted to call and tell you guys that you guys are awesome. You guys really know how to... entertain everybody out there. You guys have brought my day up tremendously.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're
nice
more
you
than say. Welcome. And quick question for Mike.
Yes.
What do you think about the President's Cup this year? How are we looking?
What he's talking about, the President's Cup is a golf tournament they have. It's like the Ryder Cup, and they have that here. And it's going to be... I got in the mail today a sheet with the two teams, and the two teams have... everybody that's an awesome golfer. They got Tiger Woods, you got Ernie Els. You got Tiger Woods for the Americans, Ernie Els for the world team, and it's going to be great. I'm psyched. I think it's going to be the greatest one ever.
Well, then USA kicks ass if Tiger Woods is playing for us.
I sure think so. And you know what's nice? That they have the captain's picks down there, and a guy that was a surprise pick was Paul Azinger, and he picked Paul Azinger to be on the team, and I think that's...
Paul Azinger.
Azinger, and he's going to be on the team. And so I think I read this list, and as I was reading down the list, and you got Greg Norman, you got Nick Price, you got Tiger Woods, and I was super jacked about it.
Paul Asszinger.
Zinger. He's got a great ass, and he'll give you a zinger.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Not to change the subject, but I was thinking a bit about your show this evening.
Yes, what about it?
Tonight, can you incorporate almost like a strip poker where somehow you tie the show in, the people in the audience get naked?
Huh?
What?
You're not getting this, are you?
No, it's not that we're not getting it. You're not explaining it.
I'm not that well at speaking while I'm driving. Anyway, you have people in the crowd somehow reacting, almost like a drinking game, if you will.
No,
the events taking place on the TV show.
Listen, we're going to play our games, and we're going to watch the show tonight. Please.
I'm liking that, but I'd rather watch that and see that around me rather than picking my ass or watching you pick your ass.
Well, then don't come tonight.
No, I was planning on it. I am planning on it.
Well, no, don't come.
No, you're not allowed now. You're not allowed.
Watch me.
You're stubborn that way.
Listen,
we're going to do all our regular stuff that people love.
That's great. I'm looking forward to it. Been a long time listening.
Okay, right.
All right, well, then don't try to mess with it.
I'm not. I'm just offering ideas.
You know what this is like? This is like somebody calling Eddie Vedder and saying, listen, Eddie, I know you guys really like doing that song Daughter, but man, I think you guys should take that out of the lineup tonight, and maybe you should think doing Taking Care of Business, even though I know it's a BTO song.
And hand your guitar into the audience halfway through.
Hello?
Man, I'm here.
Right, do you think Eddie Vedder would put up for that bull ass?
No, you're right. I'm too many cooks are spoiling the broth. I'm going to step back in the rightful position.
I mean, you're coming whether we tell you not to or not. If we tell you not to come, you're going to come anyway.
I'm going to come and I'm going to bring friends just like me.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Goodbye.
That's funny.
Thanks.
Yeah. Goodbye.
He's going to come and he's going to bring friends just like him.
The problem, though, is that Eddie Vedder is insulated.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to take phone calls from the people coming to his show,
right.
You know, 20 minutes before he gets there.
Don, Eddie Vedder is insulated and is out of touch.
Hey, Mom, this is Eddie Vedder. I'll be taking your calls for 2 hours before we go on tonight.
What city am I in, dude?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I was wondering if you heard about that other TV reality show on Fox. It's about this place in England. It's a haunted house, and they're challenging any family that's willing to stay there for 48 hours, and if they can make it, because it's supposed to be haunted, and they're not going to add any special effects. It's legitimately haunted, and if you make it through 48 hours, they're going to send you on an exotic vacation somewhere.
Sounds like a grand idea. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I have a question about men's bathroom habits.
Go ahead.
Okay. What is the percentage of men who actually shake versus men who dry off?
Oh. I don't know if there are any men that dry off.
How do you dry? What would you dry off with?
I don't know. I had a neighbor who said that that's how he was teaching his kid, that he did it, that he would take a little bit of TP and dry off the tip.
Well, that's impossible if you're in a public place because you've got a urinal. You don't have any paper there.
I mean, you couldn't do that.
You have to shake.
You just have to shake. You just shake it vigorously.
And remember, though, shake it more than 3 times and you're playing with it.
Right.
And that's probably a good thing in public. My only problem is at home.
And my favorite poem, no matter how hard you shake and dance, the last 3 drops always land in your pants.
Or on the rim, or on the floor, or on the wall.
Paper with the...
On the wall, honey.
Wall. Your husband pees on the wall?
No.
Hey, he must be shaking it like a Labrador getting out of the pond.
Oh, I think our lab does do that, though.
One of those big... pee everywhere. On the ceiling.
And heavy duty, fellas.
Well, don't teach your kids to use paper.
Yeah,
though.
Don't. That's queer. Just you teach a young man... Well, first off, you shouldn't have to teach him. It's just something that the young man should learn once he's acclimating himself into society.
Trial and error.
Right. But, you know, don't send him in there with a goddamn hanky, you know, to wipe his penis off when he gets done going number one.
Yeah, because then there'll be that time when he's 13 and he's standing at a urinal at his first ball game and he won't know what to do. You know, and he'll probably be standing next to a man that's got like a handkerchief and go, excuse me, sir, can I borrow that, please? My dad said, always dry it off, don't shake it.
They'll be checking out the pillar of socks.
I'm seeing a movie right now already.
The Andy Rice Story. Would you mind if I sat down on the urinal?
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's going on, guys?
We got a guy who works there who never pees standing up.
No, he's a sit downer.
He loves to sit down and pee. Mm-hmm. He loves to tell us about it, too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He does. He's proud of that.
Hasn't been on the show for a long time.
Oh, he hates us.
No, really hates us now.
He hates us. Hello?
I used to when I was a kid.
What?
Sit down and pee.
Well, sure, most little kids have to. I'm talking
like
about
backwards on the toilet.
The guy I'm talking about is like a 35-year-old man who works there.
I still will occasionally, if I want to read something, you know, and I'm lazy, I'll sit down.
God damn, I'm lazy, but I never sit down just to take a pee.
I will if I'm reading something. If I'm watching television and reading an article and I really want to keep reading the article, I will go down just to pee and I will sit down. But it's not that I'm using the article as an excuse. No, it's pure laziness.
Sometimes, too, if you read long enough, then something will come up to make it worthwhile sitting down, you know.
That's true, too. I mean, sometimes you'll think you have to pee.
You sit there long enough and you work up a nice BM?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you'll go in with the idea...
You're asking me.
I am totally telling you the truth.
And that's no pun intended.
I have actually done that, you know, because I just don't feel like standing, and so I'll sit down, and then this is only at home. I don't do this at work. And then, you know, after a while, I'll be sitting there, and I'll be like, page 40, and I was like, hey, look at this bonus party.
And what can we do for you?
Well, do you guys want to know who's going to win?
Oh, here we go. Another genius is going to tell us who's going to win
some money. No, I hate the show. I've never even watched it. The only time that I've ever seen it, I went to a sports bar. Now, this was like last Wednesday.
Right, and where did you get your exclusive inside information from?
From our morning show here in Portland, Maine.
Right. They would know.
You might be the dumbest guy who's called us today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, it's still me.
Oh, okay.
I always like that. You know, we want to move on, and then they're still there.
Hello.
That's kind of like when somebody leaves the dinner party, you know, and you're saying, oh, what an a-hole, and you realize they're still standing in the doorway.
Still waiting, putting their coat on. Hello.
I never flush.
Okay, thanks.
I never flush. You know why? Because I can't reach the handle on the urinal with my foot.
I don't get it. So you just
guys,
don't...
I'll tell you why. Guys,
okay, I understand.
They never wash their hands.
No. I understand, but what I'm saying is I'm thinking of even the urinals here.
Mm-hmm.
When I go in a stall to pee, I always am able to put my foot up there and just hit the handle with my shoe.
Or you can use your knee.
He's talking about
that's where I pee.
He's talking about the urinal on the wall, which I don't think you can quite reach with your foot. You have to use your hand. But, sir...
That's what you look like, too. You're trying to kick the handle on the urinal.
Okay, I got you now. I'm with you.
That's why they put soap and water in the restroom, so you can wash your hand immediately after.
Well, yeah, Buzz, but I still, you know, I don't reach into the toilet and swish around there to make it really good and dirty first. I mean, I don't like...
Oh, no. Hold on. Now, I finally follow what this guy's saying.
What you're saying is you don't want to touch where another man's hand that has used the facilities, but you don't mind leaving your crap, you know, sitting in the urinal so that the next guy who flushes before he goes, because he doesn't want to get you splattered all over him, will get all that, like, vapors of you when he flushes.
Well, I figure the next guy who's willing to flush doesn't have the same hang-ups that I do, so, you know, he can deal with that.
Okay,
as
I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
This is what we're dealing with.
Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say goodbye. I'm actually going to FU tomorrow. Seriously, my college is FU, the initials.
What is it, Fordham University?
No, Franciscan University.
Franciscan University.
Is that like, are you going to be a monk?
No, I'm going to be a Marine eventually.
What is that, like 13th grade? Was that community college or something?
No, it's a real school, four-year school.
Is it James Franciscus University?
No.
I love Don and Mike show.
I was just wondering, is this Don and Mike at all?
Yes, it is. It's all of us.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
I was just wondering if you guys heard about your dick hats on TV last night or anything like that, about him abusing his son.
What? She talking about the guy from Survivor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was on Dateline. We were talking about that earlier.
Already covered ground, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was going to tell Don.
Yes.
His single mothers that teach boys to use toilet paper. I've come across that dating single moms before. That's where they learn it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank ye.
Why explore that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I just want to tell you I'm at Nations right now, and it's $10 a park.
Oh, it is not.
Yeah, we just paid $10 to park.
Well, you parked in the wrong place.
Nobody here. And there's nobody here.
There's a giant free lot right next to Nation. It's not Nations. It's Nation singular.
And what's the street you were on?
We're right in front of... It's,
Huh?
It's,
Yeah, right. Yeah, very good. Hey, moron. Moron.
Hey, there's a big parking lot. It's a dirt parking lot. And we just paid $10 to park here.
Okay, you're lying.
No, I swear. There's some Mexican dude... This game,
you are so lying.
Well, you might have given your money to somebody you didn't need to give your money to.
No, he has a security.
We've been down there before, Rob. Is there pay parking down there?
There's no dirt down there. It's all asphalt down there.
No, is it right across an Exxon Nation? It's a black building.
You're getting ripped off, pal. If you're paying to park, you're getting ripped off.
There's a gravel parking lot down there.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
The building.
Well, that's free parking.
Well, he's charging people $10. Then
put him on the phone.
Put him on the phone?
Yeah, and tell your friend to shut up.
Oh, he told me to tell you to shut up. All right. Do you want me to put the guy on the phone?
Yeah, put the guy on
the guy
phone.
That just charged you.
Okay.
Is it specifically the lot for Nation?
I don't know.
Because it might not be.
I mean, just done. He could have pulled him.
Got a red security shirt on.
He's got a security shirt.
Put him on the phone then.
I'm getting it right now.
I mean, if it works for a nation, we'll bust his balls. There's no charge.
Hold on, one second.
On the radio.
Hold on, one second. The guy on the radio wants something. Who's this?
Mike.
Yeah?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Carlos. Who's this?
Carlos, this is Don and Mike.
All right.
Do you work at Nation?
Yeah, we work the parking lot.
What are you doing charging people to park?
Say again?
What are you doing charging people to park?
Because we work the parking lot for them. We always charge people to park.
No, no, you didn't the last time we were there.
Yes, we did. No, I worked it, so I know.
No, you didn't. You charged people to park the last time we did the show there?
Hold on a minute. Who are you?
I thought you were there the last time. You still got that?
Hello?
What's going on?
Well, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
We're doing a radio show. We're doing a free show tonight at this Club Nation.
Okay.
And part of our deal is that...
Hey, Charlie Broyhill, come on in here. Can we find out whether they charged for parking the last time
we
were there?
You need to call the manager up there, all right? The general manager. Now, you know, you're talking to the wrong guy.
All right.
Right.
All right.
But you're saying that the last time that we did a show down there, you charged $10 a car?
We sure did.
Hey, I don't believe that. We never heard a thing about that.
Well, I guess Charlie Broyhill
you call them,
in a different
them a call.
State.
Listen,
hold on a second.
Can you hold on, please? Hold on.
Hey, hold on a second.
No. You stay right there. I'm going to call Nation right now.
How you doing?
Who's this?
Lee Douglas. I'm in charge of the park lot. I talked to the general manager about 5:30 because we always had this problem. I said, you got any guests? He said, I got four cars, but you don't have to worry about them. I'm putting them in. I think he's putting them behind the building or something like that. But he said he had a space for them. So we don't know anything
about
the guests.
No, listen. Are you charging? Hello? Are you charging people to park?
Yes, sir.
That's wrong.
Yeah, we don't do that. That's like charging a cover charge.
If you do that, we're not coming down there.
Excuse me?
Did they do that last time, Charlie?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm talking to our Charlie.
When Don and Mike was here last time, we charged.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, if you did that, sucks. Then we're not showing up tonight.
And I asked the general manager about 5 o'clock yesterday, you have any guests? He said, I got four people.
Okay, no. Right. I know that. You're talking about our parking spots.
Okay, I guess so. I don't know.
But we're not concerned about our parking spots.
Right.
Wait, I'm surprised that got by us, if that happened. I apologize to everybody that came down the line.
You know what? I still think that there's something hinky about all of this.
Okay.
Okay, could y'all talk to the general manager and somebody?
Yeah, all right.
And what is your name?
My name is Lee Douglas.
Lee Douglas. Lee. Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
Okay, here you go.
Hey, put those stoners back on.
Hello?
Hey, dudes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You might be telling the truth. You know, if that's the case, we're going to get your money back.
We should get our money back?
Yeah, we'll get your money back. I promise.
Okay.
Because they're charging people to get in to park.
That's just like charging a cover charge.
Right, and we don't do that.
Yeah, they just charged some other van that pulled up, too.
He's a cop.
All right, well, that sucks. I mean, I don't know what we can do about it. Make them stop doing it. Make them give you your money back. Make sure they don't charge anybody else tonight.
Yeah.
But if it happened last time, how come nobody called a bitch about it?
That's odd. I'm surprised.
I wasn't really, bitching about it.
Well, no, you should bitch about it.
We
promote it as a free show, as a way of saying thank you.
Right. I understand that.
We purposely don't charge.
I'm not aware that we've ever done one where people, you know, if we're at a place where maybe you can't park on the street and you have to go to a lot, an independent lot, but if this is money that's going into, you know, the place.
The club.
Yeah. Right. He even told you he works for Nation, so.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hold on a second, please.
All right.
Hold on, please. Hello, hotline.
Hello, dude.
Oh, it's my brother. Hey, man.
What's going on?
Hold on. You know what, Jimmy?
What?
I'm right in the middle of a mini crisis.
You are.
Yeah, let me, are you at home?
Yeah.
Let me finish what I'm doing. I'll call you back.
How long will it be?
You want real time or fake time?
Real time.
Real time. It'll probably take me 5 minutes to wrap this up. Then I got to play commercials. I'll call you in 10 minutes.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah. Charlie Broyhill, I think, might be getting a little run around here. If my knowledge of his body language is correct.
Are you calling Nation? Because I'm just going to call the club.
I did.
You did? What they say?
I called the general manager and got voicemail.
Got voicemail. I'm just going to ask at the front desk. They're charging for people to park.
Thank you for calling Nation. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time during this recording. The company directory has been sorted by first name for your convenience.
Let's press zero.
That usually works.
One moment, please.
Good old zero.
Hello, I'm taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
always an adventure.
It sure is.
But how the hell did that get by the last time? That's what kills me.
I can't imagine that that really happened last time, because we didn't hear word one about it.
Nation.
Hey, hi, this is Don and Mike. You're on the air. How you doing?
Great, Don and Mike. How you guys today?
Hey, listen, are you guys charging to park?
There is a parking lot that you can pay to park in, or you can park on the street for free.
Oh, no, no. The parking lot for Nation.
We do not own the parking lot. There is a parking lot that charges to park in it.
So does that money go to Nation?
No.
So it's an independent lot.
It's an independent lot, correct.
All right, okay. C'est la vie.
They have an independent lot, but there's plenty of street parking, too.
Right. Okay, thank you.
C'est la vie.
Thank you very much.
Getting worked up for nothing. Thank you.
See you guys in a couple hours.
Bye-bye.
See you then. Bye-bye. All right, and what they do is they probably work the deal for us to park in that lot.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm heading down there right now, and I'll tell you where to park for free. Off Half Street, there's a row of crack houses there, and all you do is put a cash and a duty.
And in. Yeah, I believe down there you are paying that independent parking lot for
right.
Hello. Your car's security. Yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello? Yes.
Hi.
Hey, I'm the guy that's... was stupid enough to pay $10 to park.
Yeah, oh, listen, I want to tell you, you're in the wrong lot, pal. That's not a Nation lot.
You know, there's a bunch of big signs that says club parking, and nobody said that we weren't supposed to park here.
Well, it's not that you're not supposed to park there.
They have Nation shirts on.
If there's a guy that owns... What's that?
They have Nation's shirt on. It says Nation's right on their shirt.
The guy's in the parking lot?
Yeah, it says Nation's right on his shirt, and it has security on the back of his shirt. Nation Security.
And are they the guys who took your money?
Yes.
So
somebody...
You know, why did they... And the guy that was talking to us from the parking lot, I just should point out, was saying, you can ask the general manager.
Right.
You know, Lee said he worked for Nation.
But they could be working out a deal, you know, with the club to have us park. Here's what you should do. You should go get your money back and go find a spot on the street.
They probably won't give me my money back.
Okay. Sure they will. Tell them you were just talking to us on the radio. Tell me you've changed your mind. You want to leave.
And if but if it's somebody that owns the parking lot, a separate business, that they own the parking lot right next to the club, and that's where people park for the club, that's the way it is. If the club owns the parking lot, that's a different story. They ought to waive that fee.
Well,
the guy, you know, the guy from Nation just told us it's a separate business.
Right, the guy that's running the parking lot shouldn't have a Nation shirt on. They know.
We're going to find that out.
Hold on a second. Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how's it going, radio guys?
Hi.
Hi, the parking lot down there is actually owned by the same people who own Nations. It's just a separate business. That's how they can tell you that it's not owned by them. It's always $10 to park down there, but there's plenty of free parking down there. Just park out in the street and never have a problem.
All right. You know, I don't know.
Hold on.
If that's the case, they should just waive the fee tonight. Would you agree?
Yeah. It's hinky.
You know,
thank you for calling Nation. If you know your...
It's just a little weird.
Just let everybody park for free tonight.
One moment, please.
I mean, be happy people are showing up when, you know, the biggest TV show of all time is on tonight.
That's right.
Be glad that people are getting there 2.5 hours before the show.
Yeah, sure. Interesting.
These things always happen at the last minute.
The operator is not available. Leave a message in the general delivery mailbox. Press 1. To return to the main menu, press star. Using the dial pad, please enter the extension you wish to call.
Very strange.
Just keep pressing 0.
There we go.
Like a madman. Maybe somebody will pick it up. Because if Nation does own the parking lot, they should not be charging...
Not for our show.
...our listeners to park there tonight.
They charge for... Yeah.
You know, when you have Blondie there or...
The operator is not available.
Or garbage or whatever.
I'll say you work out your whole thing. It's just we kind of say it's our free show. And
right.
Right. You know, right, come in here, you're paying for the booze when you go in there.
You know what? We are going to put Carlos Broyhill in charge of this.
Very good.
Okay?
Good.
You'll get it all clear. Hold on a second. Don and Mike show.
You go in there. You know what?
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
Broyhill.
We had some pertinent information there. We'll put Broyhill on it. We'll be right back. We'll give you an answer about that. And we'll call Jimmy the Earth Dog, and he will tell you about the latest with my incredibly effed up parents.
Very good.
Coming right up.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
They're at it again.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
Well, it's almost worse this way, just hearing them.
This is the story of
Kiss
you, Don and Mike.
I love that
rejoinder.
I truly do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm calling from New Jersey. I just wanted to let you guys know that we're enjoying you out here. And I'm glad your ratings went up a little bit. I can see your meteor-like rise is just not starting.
Well, thank you. Oh, you listen to WNAW. Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, well, I got you. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I know you're an avid golfer like I am. If you're ever in a mood to play while you're up here, I'd be happy to take you to my club as my guest.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Stop by the station. You know, that's when we're really... I have not done that since I've gone up to New York, and one of these days I'm going to have to do that, so I appreciate that.
All right, thank you. We're working through a crisis right now.
They got a little crisis.
A crisis.
A crisis.
Thank you, Evan.
A crisis. Bye. A crisis.
A crisis.
Let me try the producer of this show.
Who's conspicuously absent.
He dug himself in a foxhole. I don't know where he went.
I'm trying to find out about parking.
Beautiful. Hold on. Mike has a message for you. That's sponsorable.
Did the producer just hang up on
us?
Yes,
he did. Yes, he did. Egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Very good.
Egars.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Terrific.
That's why we call him the great communicator.
Don't know what's going on. It's just a little odd.
All right. He's trying to find out.
Right.
In the meantime,
let me call my brother back. Very good. Let's see what's happening in the world of Jimmy.
But listen, we'll figure out what's doing at Nation, okay? I mean, we're still counting on doing the show, but we're not going to let them charge you for parking. If they own the parking lot, there's no way that we're going to let them charge you guys tonight.
Right.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Oh, just got a crazy.
Yeah, just the same old, Jimmy.
Got a crazy happening. And you? I know what's happening with you.
Oh, man. I'm doing a lot better today, though.
Are you doing better than you were last night?
You betcha.
You were pretty distraught last night.
Well, I got my big old Cadillac and went cruising.
I had to do some serious counseling with my brother last night.
Well, you guys both are dealing with a whole pile of crap, that's for sure.
Serious counseling, because my brother went to court again yesterday with my parents.
Hmm.
Now, you know, this is where it gets confusing. We're trying to bring everybody up to speed on this. My parents, as you know, are mentally unbalanced. They're not, first of, they're not really our parents, they're our adoptive parents. Okay? What are you doing?
Put you on a speakerphone.
Oh, no. Oh, Jimmy, you know what? You can't play the tape of her.
Why?
Pick the phone back up.
Why can't I play the tape?
Because if you played the tape of her, I could get in trouble with the FCC because you're playing a conversation that was recorded and played without her permission.
Well, the judge yesterday didn't say anything about it.
Well, no, this is a radio rule. This is not a rule.
Oh, okay. Well, I have some juicy tidbits to play you.
What you can do is you can tell us. See, my brother has some tapes of my mom.
No, that would be
on the telephone.
You might both be playing right into her hands if you did that.
You could tell us what she says on the tape, but you can't physically. Please set up with a speakerphone. You can't physically play the tapes.
Okay. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen. Let me walk everybody through this. Then you can. What you can do is quietly listen to the tape and repeat back exactly what she says.
I know what's on the tape. I don't have to play it back quietly.
So, you know, my parents are nuts. They're certifiably nuts. They lied to us about the fact that we were adopted. When we asked some questions about it, they started to cut ties with us. To make a long story short, they're nuts. And they F with my brother a lot more than they F with me.
Because you cut off all contact.
Yeah, because when they started effing with me, I had a lawyer send him a letter that said, you know, knock it off. And I haven't heard a word back from them. I got all my baby stuff and all my, like, high school stuff sent back to me in a box.
Yep.
But they continue to F with my brother. They've hired private investigators to follow him around.
It's incredible.
To follow Jamie around, not me.
Follow his girlfriend around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they followed her around for 30 days.
They've tried to get him fired from jobs and junk. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to be 42 very soon, and my brother's going to be 40 pretty soon.
Right.
Yep.
And my mom and dad, they won't let this thing go. So then they got in a fist fight with my brother and his girlfriend,
Yeah, Francis hit Jamie, slapped Jamie right in the face.
So he took them to court about that.
No, not well. We went down and to the police department and wanted to drop charges on her. Well, they talked to the chief of police, and the chief says, oh, they're just old farts. They live in Florida. Why don't you just drop it? So chief of police dropped it.
All right, so the next chapter is that my brother, because my parents are nuts, gets a restraining order against them.
Which is the right thing to do.
He goes back to court. He gets the restraining order. Now my parents are fighting the restraining order, but they're fighting the restraining order under the guise of seeing my brother's daughter, that they want to see their grandchild.
Yeah.
Now, the last time they were in court, the judge said to them, there's something called the grandparents' law, and you guys, if you really want to see your grandchild, nobody can stop you.
Yeah.
So you should file these papers, and you should take it through the grandparents' law.
Yeah. They said in court yesterday and back in May, we don't care to see our son, James. I just want to see our granddaughter. We love our granddaughter.
All right, and then that begs the question, why did they drag your ass into court again yesterday? Why didn't they just take this grandparents' law?
And so they can F with me.
Okay, and how did they F with you yesterday in court?
Oh, man, they made me sound like I was a scumbag, leech-sucking...
What were the charges yesterday? I mean, who was...
Oh, there wasn't any charge. They were refuting, or they were trying to say that what I said on the restraining order, that Francis has hired a private detective to follow me, to harass me, to call my job and try and get me fired for some stuff that I had gotten into a few years back, all this stuff, and they know it's not true.
What it is really is that my parents, Jesus, they're so effed up. It's really got nothing to do with them seeing my brother's kid.
No.
They want the stuff taken off the record that's in the restraining order, because that's what they care about. That's their priority.
So are you forced into a position now, Jim, where you have to prove all that stuff
no,
in court?
No. If it would have gone to, if the judge would have said it's going to a hearing, then the burden of proof was going to be on Sam and Fran to prove that they didn't do all this stuff. Mm. And I have evidence. My attorney has the evidence, the tapes, the letters, where it says right in there, we hired a private investigator to follow you and your girlfriend. I've got the letters in Francis's handwriting saying that I'm going to call your job with the facts.
So now this is
what did the judge do?
He didn't want to listen to my tape. He didn't want to read my letters. Sam and Fran, Sam walked into court with a cane, told the judge, well, I just got out of the hospital last week from a massive heart attack and a stroke. The judge looks at me and he says, their attorney says, well, my clients are 70 and 75 years old. They live in Florida. What can my clients do to your client? And I said, judge, you don't know these people.
See, what's frustrating for my brother is that my parents are taking him back to court just to refute the stuff that's in the restraining order.
Right, with really no desire to see the child.
Right.
No.
He's got the proof that the reason the restraining order was in place was, in fact, issued. Okay. He has letters and audio tapes. See, my mother already has gotten in court and already lied to a judge previously.
Yes, back in May.
When they said to her, did you ever tell your son that you'd hired a private investigator? They lied. They said no. They said, did you ever threaten to get your son fired from jobs? No. Well, my brother has audio tapes of my mother saying that stuff on the telephone to him.
It's amazing.
So he went to court yesterday with the letters and with the tapes and was ready to try to present this to the judge, but as it turns out, the judge wouldn't listen to it.
Did you mention the fact that they wrote the judge last year a letter stating that I was clinically diagnosed as a pathological liar and a woman hater?
Yeah.
Don, you know yourself, I've been through more women than you used to say. I've been through more women than you change underwear.
I know, and listen, we know that's bull ass. And what I said to my brother at that time was, what?
Jamie's laughing.
So they just wrote a letter saying that my brother's nuts and that he hates women. I said, where's the documentation for that? And my brother said, there was no documentation. Right. It was just my crazy mom and dad.
Just pulled it out of thin air.
Writing a letter to Judge Wapner.
Yes.
It's amazing. So this is the same judge that they wrote this letter to?
Yes, it was yesterday.
Oh, God. So the judge seems to be buying into this?
so to speak, yes, because they're all farts.
So what was the upshot? When he finally made his decision yesterday, what did he say?
He says, well, I think your parents have learned. He asked me, he says, has there been any problems or any incidences since last September, since the restraining order was in place? I says, no, Judge, because they're bound by this legal document now. He says, well, I think your parents have learned their lesson. I says, Judge, you don't know these people.
So now there's no restraining order now?
As of September 27th, they can harass me to no end.
Well, you know what the good thing about that, Jimmy? The good thing about that is you can go right back and get another one if they do one. The first time that they even breathe on you, you can go right back and get another restraining order.
Yeah. Well, they made it sound like I was such an idiot. I was such a backstabbing son. They told the court that they have supported me all the way up until I was 39 years old, and you know all the, yeah, and, you know, they've given me some money here and there to get me out of a scrape here and there, you know, nothing more than I'm going to do for my daughter.
Yeah.
But they made it sound like they're paying my utilities, they're paying all my bills, plus sending me a check every week.
They're lying.
That's the way they made it sound yesterday.
So the stuff that's on this tape that you wanted to play today that you can't play, what kind of stuff do you have Mom saying on this tape?
Oh, she's all pissed off because Jamie was staying with me.
That's my brother's girlfriend.
Right.
You know, and then she's saying all BS, and she's not, you know, she's swearing on the tape, and I mean, she's acting like a raving bitch. And I just told her, I says, hey, you know, it's too bad. I says, hey, how do you know all this? She says, well, Jamie's car has been at your place every night. Every night. And you're on the road. And I says, well,
yeah. This is like,
yeah.
And she got that information because somebody was watching.
Because
your house.
She hired a detective.
All right, this is like a Jerry Springer
every
stuff.
Every night at 9 o'clock, Jamie would be at my place. Every night at 9 o'clock, Francis would call my place.
Wow.
And you know that because you have caller ID.
Caller ID.
Yeah, right. Listen, they're effed up, man.
You know, and it's, oh, yes, and it's just crazy. You know, I just, oh, man.
All right, well, I'm glad you're better with it today.
Well, yeah, but now I'm kind of pissed off again.
I know. Well, you know, you know, really...
I just wish they would leave me alone. Never contact me again. I would be a happy individual.
Well, the nice thing about it now is that the next time they do anything, you go right back and do that again.
That's right.
You persevere.
Yeah. All right, hang in there.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
You have a good evening.
Good luck, okay. Jimmy.
All right, bud.
Hang in there, Jimmy.
All right.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You know, it's one thing, and the credibility exists in this fact and this fact alone. For anybody listening to this, is you got two brothers that have been through the exact same kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you guys were both like islands under yourself on this, but I mean, they dealt with you and tried to screw with you for a long time, and then they move on to him when you're just not going to take it anymore.
Right.
It's too bad. It's really horrible.
And I feel bad for him because, you know, because he doesn't have the resources that I've. I mean, I got a lawyer to go to court. You know, because my mom and dad got fancy lawyer from Chicago to go into court. I mean, it's crap. It's so small and so petty.
It's petty, but it's apparent. You know, it's parents and children, and it's just so abnormal.
It's wrong. I just feel really bad for him. I mean, last night I was on the phone with him for an hour and a half last night.
Yeah, but the good thing is he does have you to commiserate with on this, and, you know, who knows what the situation would be if he didn't have it. You know, when you say you counsel him and you're in that, I mean, you guys have each other on this issue.
Yeah. Yeah,
hold on to that.
That's true. Hello. Oh, are these the stoners from the parking lot?
Yeah.
Okay, you have an update for us?
Yeah. When you put us on hold, a guy came outside with a black T-shirt on and a pair of jeans, like shorts, and came up and talked to the guys that work in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And then the guys that work in the parking lot, whenever changed their shirts, came, and then the other guy went back in the building. And then one guy came over to us and said, "Who do you guys work for?" And we were like, "What?" And he said, "Who do you work for?" And he said, "We don't work for nobody. We were just trying to find a place to park." He said, "Why'd you guys get us in trouble?" We said, "We didn't get you in trouble." He says, "Well, you guys, we didn't ask you to park here." And I was like, "Well, we didn't ask you to take our $10 if it was supposed to be free parking." He said, "Well, here's your $10. He says, "You need to get off my parking lot." And I was like, "All right, we'll just give the money back." So he gave us the money back, and we started pulling off. And then now they're still over there, and they're all on, like, both of the guys are, like, on cell phones. I don't know who they're talking to, but...
All right, well, I bet there's something being worked out about that right now.
Yeah, we're probably in the process of working this out.
Now, like we said, if that parking lot is owned by the people who own the club that we're going to be at tonight, there's no way that they should be charging our listeners to park.
A friend of mine called Nations and asked if Nations was charging to park, and they said, yeah, $10.
Well, you know, frankly, we heard the same thing from Lisa.
Yeah, called. And we, you know, what I'm bummed about is that it was probably done the last time we were down there. We didn't, you know, we didn't sweat the details and pay attention to that. And I wish somebody had been aware of that. We would have dealt with it at that point.
Yeah, I mean,
it's tough to do this with like an hour and a half, 2 hours before we're going to go down there.
Yeah, I know.
But it's the principle of the whole thing.
It is the principle of the whole thing.
We do these shows for free.
Uh-huh.
The places make their money because we pull in a couple thousand people and they sell drinks all night.
Yeah, but, and the thing that's always been for all the years we've been doing these, no out of pocket outside of your drinks that you want to buy. That's it. No out of pocket. It's a free show.
Right.
And it's just like kind of like that, you know, Schneider thing saying, I'm not charging for training camp, you know, but you got to pay for parking.
Yeah, right. I mean, it sucks so nice. We'll get to the bottom of it, but I'm glad you got your money back.
Oh, yeah, we got our way back, and now we're parked next to the crack houses.
All right, thank you.
Beautiful.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, man, it's always an adventure.
All right, well, as of right now, the show is still on for tonight, but if they're going to F with people in the parking lot, and you know what we have to
That guy's
out?
Changing shirts and stuff, and he's yelling at one of our listeners who, you know, said, you got us in trouble.
That's
not right.
We've just got to find out if the parking lot is, in fact, owned by the people who own the nightclub.
And I'd like to find out if they did it last time, too.
Yeah. And if it's owned by the people who own the nightclub, policy tonight should be for tonight, while we're there, FREE on the parking.
Right.
You know, they're not going to make $10 a car tonight on us. They're just not going to do it.
No way.
They're not going to take that money out of our listeners' hands. It won't happen.
Good.
And if if we find out it's happening, then we'll just cancel the show.
Right.
I mean, you run the risk of pissing off the people who have already gone down there and the people who are already planning on going down there.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to make a statement. You know,
that's right.
You also piss people off. Just like that guy. And we didn't even believe that guy when he first called us saying he was being charged for parking down.
And it sounds like he kicked him off the lot.
Right.
No, get out of here.
In a less than polite fashion.
Mm-hmm. And changing shirts.
That's hinky, too.
That's real.
And the guy we talked to didn't say they didn't own the same parking lot. He just said it was a separate business. Well, you can own more than one business.
Yeah, but if the guys have shirts that say Nation,
right,
obviously
kind of gives it away.
The lot that's used for that. I mean, this is not the concerts that they have down there. I understand that's how they make their money on this, but it's not, you know,
that's a free show.
You know what? Here's another thing. I want to find it because this falls on us, too. I want to find out if we, the people that set this up, made it indelibly clear to these people that that's the way we do it. You know, that you know, it's just, if they went ahead and charged people $10 and nobody said anything about it the first time, and then they're going with the same game plan, then it's just, you know, in a way, it's an oversight.
But you know what? Since we've talked about that, and I'm looking now at the calls Lisa's putting up, nobody's called to say, the last time I was there, they charged me $10.
That's what I'd like to find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it was, you know, and if they were charging the last time, it's our responsibility to kind of be aware of that. You know what I mean? It really is.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, but the other side of that is it goes without saying that when we do these shows, we've always said, you don't pay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we shouldn't have to write that down and beat that into somebody's head.
You're right about that, too.
They're trying to backdoor us on this. Say, right. Well, technically...
Yeah, well, you know something? I wouldn't agree with you unless we heard what was going on here with the changing of the shirts and stuff like that. It's just a, you know, I mean, it's a little weird. It's a
And if this place was on the up and up, we've been talking about this for 30 minutes now, it certainly would be easy enough for them to call the account exec or to call the station and say, listen, you guys have it all wrong.
Does Charlie know anything about what's going on? I mean, he's been dealing with this for 20 minutes or so.
Well, obviously he's on the phone.
He still is.
He's on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I've been going to Nations for a while. I know how their old parking works, and I hear him talking about it. I can let him know, you know.
Hold on. Let me put you on hold because our producer is now in the studio. Hello, Carly.
Hi, I was just talking with Brad about the parking.
Okay.
And he keeps saying to me, well, they charged the last two times. So the last two times have nothing to do with it. They're charging now $10, which is a very high rate to park down there for that. He said, but no one's complained before. So it doesn't matter.
Well, we didn't know before.
No one knows. He said, but they always bend over backwards for you guys to do stuff. I said, and I see why. They rate people with parking.
Right.
And they make plenty of money from that. He said, well, what's going to happen? So if they're charging for parking, we're not coming.
Correct.
So that's where it was left.
So when, I mean, when do we know? When do we...
Well, I'm going to call him right back.
Okay.
And let him know that again, that if they're charging parking...
Tell Brad, you know,
we can accept it the last two times. You know, mm-hmm. that's an oversight. We didn't pay attention. But I think that now that we're aware of this, it's just... That's kind of like a cover charge.
Right.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. Especially
absolutely everything that goes against...
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we set these whole shows up for.
Mm-hmm.
And right. He's also saying, well, there's plenty of parking on the street. Well, maybe there is, but at some point the street fills up. Mm-hmm. And people are going to see an empty lot, pull into it, and they have to pay.
They run their business the way they run their business. But as far as knowing about it now, from this point forward, if they can just put the kibosh on the parking... I think everything can be made right.
Tonight.
And, you know, they have been over backwards for us. We have a good relationship with them. But tonight, hey, guys, sorry. That's
free
just
parking.
The way it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's free parking.
Free parking. All right, well, go call Brad and please tell him he's got till the end of the stop set.
Okay.
Because it's 6:30 local time now. We got lots of people who are thinking about going there. We need to have a decision on this.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you for the update.
And I accept your apology for being so rude when you hung up before.
Time was of the essence.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, buddy.
I've heard him fart plenty of times.
All right. Okay.
Get out of here. Go do your job.
He's actually very good at that.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Hello. So
always an adventure.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I went to Nations last time, and they did charge for parking.
See, that sucks. And you know what?
Rat bastards that they are.
How much did you pay?
$10.
You know, that sucks.
That's an exorbitant parking.
We're sorry.
That sucks. And I can only imagine the people who came to the show the last time probably thought we're dickwads because we say on the air, come down and park for nothing.
Did we? I don't know if we ever said...
Or come to the show for nothing.
Just come to the show for nothing. And it is kind of like, you know... You know, if you wanted to argue semantics on this, you could even say, well, you didn't say. You say it's a free show. It's free to get in. There's no cover charge. But technically, if you're talking about the parking lot that's right next door, you know, and if you want to be use semantics on it, they could make a case for that. That's not the issue here. I think the issue is tonight. The issue is, hey, that's just that we want to make it good to our listeners that have paid.
We didn't know it happened before, you know.
And they're going to come in. A lot of people come down, drink plenty of booze, and the place is going to make money.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
I just say this. You know, you tell these clowns down there, hey, it may not be in writing. It might not be in the... You're right, but do you want to win the battle or lose the war, big guys? And they're not going to... You know what I mean?
No.
Just, you know, you tell them this way. Say, we might not have crossed all our T's and dotted our I's. Okay, it was an oversight. But, hey, you guys are making a big mistake. You can win this battle, but we're going to win the war at the end.
No, you know, and tonight... We're going to run the risk of pissing off people who have rearranged their schedules to come to the show if we have to cancel it.
Yeah, we're in such a short period of time now
that I'm
concerned about.
We all understand it, guys. We understand it, but just let them know. They better stop charging parking now, or if they want to charge, great. Y'all won this battle, but they know y'all will roll all over them in the long run.
Yeah, we won't be back. I mean, we never go back.
All right, thank you, Mike. Hope it gets worked out.
No problem, fellas. You know, thanks for everything.
Okay, thank you for the call.
I don't know how many people, how many cars they're talking about, you know, in this lot.
Lots
of cars.
Lots of cars.
A lot of money for them.
I mean, you're talking about...
Who knows how they're going to play it, you know? They count on it.
500, 1,000 cars.
But how full would that lot be tonight without the Don and Mike show there?
Probably not very full.
There you go.
All right, time out. We will be right back, let you know.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building.
With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
We have the number now of the owner of the club.
Okay, very good. We are going to call him. Excellent.
Hold on.
Always a puncher clock. Always an adventure.
Yes, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We're looking for John Boyle.
Who?
John Boyle?
There's nobody here with that name.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, we sweat the details here, always on the Don and Mike Show.
There's a chance that I misdialed.
No, never since I've been working with you.
There's a chance, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Talking about the beachside.
All right, Broyhill is dialing it up now.
This is Maureen O'Boyle.
Peter Boyle.
John Boyle. Peter Boyle.
Lance Boyle.
Yep, he got him.
All right, very good. Got the owner on right now.
Excellent.
This is John Boyle, the owner of Nation.
Hi, John.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Quite an interesting last half hour, huh?
Yeah, it has been.
Listen, we're looking forward to coming down tonight, and we understand in the past you've charged for parking, but that breaks our prime directive.
Yeah, we didn't. The powers that be from us have not made that clear, but we always do it that way. And you know, with the parking lot being there, that's just the way we do business. We always have, and you know, I wish it was clearer.
Well, guys, unfortunately, the parking lot is owned by Lerner Corporation. We don't own the parking lot. It's a separate entity. But you know what, guys? We love having you guys there. I will pay for the parking tonight for everybody. We'll do anything. We've had you guys, I think this is the sixth Las Vegas style show we've done with you guys. We're here in the Bayou. We love having you guys. We'll pay for the parking for every single person to come in.
That's a lot of money you're talking about right there. You know, and
that's all right.
That's a stand-up thing to do.
That is a thing of beauty.
You know, I mean, regardless of who owns what, this guy's doing the right thing, and that's a big move.
So the lot, let's be real, real specific about which lot it is that you're going to pay for people to park in tonight.
Is it a lot that they've all parked in every time they've come there? And
absolutely. It says event parking on the gates.
Yeah, that's the one. We've been by it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's right off South Capitol Street. And not only that, we'll give everybody a free drink tonight when you guys come on stage on me.
Okay, John.
John, wow.
Man, thank you, John.
Well, John, talk about fixing a problem.
Thank you. Problem solved. Thank you. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks, all right, guys.
I think you're going to get a few extra people down there now.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go.
Boy, that's, you know, that's a smart owner right
problem
there.
Problem solved.
That's
right.
That's how you do it, man.
That's how you handle a crisis.
And hats off to the people at Nation.
Right. Amen. Very good. Excellent solution. Free parking for everybody. Free drink as soon as we hit the stage.
Today. How about that?
That is great. That kicks some ass.
Yeah. That's good. That's not only taking care of the problem, but saying, hey, because of the confusion, right, you know, the last couple of times, we're buying everybody a drink.
Good.
Are they buying us a drink?
They better.
I think so.
And I tell you, we sure better put more than five or six people there tonight.
Man, now you got to go down there. Now if you're on your way home, turn around. Go down to the show now.
Right. Nation.
Happy night.
Good. We'll hit the stage. Well, 8:30 is not looking good right now. But we'll hit the stage before 9 tonight.
Oh, guaranteed.
Very that good. Is a promise. See you at Nation tonight with the live Las Vegas-style show. Free parking.
Yay. This is in the engineering room. You know who is really on pins and needles waiting for this decision?
Director of Security, Wendell Hall.
Wendell Hall. Really looking forward to tonight.
Sure. Yeah. He is. He's our new director of security.
Tonight.
Tonight. I wonder if
Wendell's coming tonight.
I wonder if you're parking for free tonight.
And having a free drink.
I wonder if you're getting a free drink tonight. Hello? Oh, listen. Here's the guy that started this whole controversy.
Well, this guy deserves his props.
Hello, Stoner Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
Dude, did you hear? The situation has been fixed.
That is great news. I think I did a good service for everybody.
Well, I think you did, and I think tonight you better make your way towards the front of the stage, because we want to bring you up for the first segment.
Oh, great.
Okay?
All right. Hey, should I dare park there now?
I would turn around and go park there.
Yeah, the word from the owner is everybody parks free.
You just mentioned the name John Boyle. Said John Boyle said I could park here for free.
There you go.
Yeah, go back. Go back.
I hope nothing happens to my truck.
No, don't sweat it, man.
They maybe got a little uptight for a while. They probably thought that, you know, but don't worry. The guy did a stand-up thing, and we got to give him his props for that.
And you're going to get a free drink when we hit the stage tonight.
I look forward to meeting that owner. I wish all the owners of places like this would take care of stuff this quickly.
All right, we'll see you.
That's great.
See you tonight. Don't forget, bring yourself up on stage.
I will. I'll come up.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, good. Then we'll still be able to watch our Survivor tonight.
Fantastic. Right. And, you know, and this is after they've moved the big giant TV in.
Yeah, right. They got the big 9x6 TVs. They've done it right. Do we thank them? The good people?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
At Nation.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, I guess the lead story has to be tonight. Mm-hmm. And once again, Mike and I stand on the side of all that is right and good. And that.
Amen.
And that Mr. John Boyle came through it.
Absolutely.
Made it right for our listeners tonight.
Our top story tonight, Don and Mike score free parking at Nation.
Thank you, Buzz. What is your second story tonight?
We'll also be talking about the Survivor secret spoiled for some of us.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut Don and Mike Show. Thank you again, Nation. We'll see everybody out there tonight. That was very...
That was very professional, Don.
Again?
That was very professional, Don.
Again. Again. He's a friggin' crap. Bring me that cart. I'm serious. This cart...
Must
this,
die.
This green cartridge, which for the last five times we've tried to hit it, never works.
Don't break it, though.
Don't break? God damn, there's nothing to break it with in here.
You have to throw it at the window.
I missed.
Oh, dear.
Give me one more shot. Give me another shot.
I just cleaned my window. Please don't break
Give
it.
Give me another shot. Can you move that microphone?
Yes, Don, I can.
Thank you.
I'm moving it now.
Thank you. Did it break yet?
Made of very strong plastic.
Don, let me have a try.
Okay. Give it a try, Slugger. My turn again. First to break it wins.
Okay, very good. It's working.
You know, if you hit it really squarely, Charlie Stossel will fall in the water. Oh, wait a second. We may have a winner. Because there's ribbon out. There's tape out of it.
No.
No, it's still in one piece, though.
It's got to shatter. Right now.
We're such wusses.
We're throwing like girls.
Well.
Right, here we go.
I mean, we got equipment and stuff around us. You do it yet?
What happened?
I'm leaving marks on the window.
Not yet. Are we leaving marks on the window?
Little divots.
Like chips?
Mm-hmm. Tough plastic.
Can I take it off?
Sure. Join in, Charlie. Here you go. Hercules will do it now. Do you get it?
Sounds like it.
Judgment call. I don't think so.
No. Still in one piece.
Amazing.
That did it.
Yeah. The best innards. There's innards falling out.
Right. Nope. It's still in one piece.
Before you try that,
all right, Mike's turn. What's he doing?
He wants to reuse.
I just wanted to save the label. We've had the same labels for like 3 years.
Rob, come on. Don't be so goddamn cheap.
Superstition.
Not yet?
Close.
You set me up.
All right, there you go.
I can't break this down. The biggest pussy of the world.
Here we go.
Am I the biggest pussy in the world? Okay, I am. Broyhill, take a shot.
I want him.
No, it's his turn.
Just fart. No, it's there.
All right. That's it.
That's it.
Is that it?
It's broken.
Okay, it's broken.
It's broken, right. Too.
Beautiful.
Huzzah.
Fantastic.
Piece of garbage cartridge. Look at this. Look at this piece of crap.
It's a piece of garbage, but it sure held up well.
Five or six times today we tried to play this tape.
I know.
And it jams every friggin' time.
It'll never taunt you again.
Thank you, Buzz. News and comment coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
But hold on, I got Big Joe on one of these lines.
Ah, excellent.
Ready to give us an update. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hello.
This is not Big Joe. Hello? Who is this?
Hi, this is Rob calling from New York.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
Radio Gods, glad to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
Great. Listen, I was wondering if you guys may be able to help me out and in the process ruin my life.
All right.
I was wondering if you guys would be interested in playing a prank on my fiancé, well, my potential fiancé, and at the same time helping me get engaged.
You know, probably we're up to our ears in crap today. Hold on.
Well, it wouldn't be for today.
All right, give the information to Lisa.
Sure.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Great.
Be glad to help.
There you go.
Let me see. Big Joe. Hello, Large Joe?
Hello?
This
I'm holding for Charlie.
This doesn't sound like Joe.
Oh, holding for Charlie.
Oh, you're holding for Charlie. What's your name?
I think so. Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Jennifer Ho. Hold on, please. Big Joe?
Big Joe here, Dynamite.
Dynamite, Big Joe DiCaprio here.
Watch out where the Huskies go. He's great Big Joe DiCaprio.
Joe, what's the latest?
Well, they're letting us, they're very friendly in the parking lot and directing us how to park, and it's free, and news is fine. There's some lovely ladies here out there trying to get rough with us and the fun show, the things we're going to do tonight.
That is great news, and one great thing about having Joe there in advance is that Joe trolls and pimps for us.
Yeah, right.
Joe, we definitely need the two teams of people for the nude feud tonight.
Do you want 8 on each team?
8 on each team.
Or 4 on each team.
How about 5? How about 5?
Well, we do it with 4 on each. We did it. Was like, I thought we did it with 5, right?
Yeah, but you know what? I watched the TV show. They do it with 5 on the TV show.
You want to go 5 with 3 and 2? 3 girls, 2 guys?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
3 girls and 2 guys.
Excellent.
I'll get the teams together for you and get them signed up.
And that's $200, and the Undy Fashion Show tonight is going to be $300.
And there's some lovely ladies walking around very nicely. What would you say, like, tasty?
And a good good crowd in general, Joe?
And, yeah, Joe, listen.
Yes.
Don't give us the J-O on this. Give us the straight skinny. Crowded? Medium crowded?
It's medium crowded. I mean, there's a line forming up outside. There's a good crowd inside. I mean, it's going to be a good show. I mean, you can tell.
Have you seen the TV set up? Is it big enough?
It's a huge, big screen TV, by the way.
Fantastic.
Big enough for
it's a lot better than what we've ever had. They have even seats on either side. The TV screen goes like 4 chairs on either side.
Hey, way to go. All right, nice.
That's great.
Way to go.
Good. They pulled it together. All right, Joe. Hey, get us our girls.
Okay. I'll get the girls. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll get everybody for the
women. How much for the women?
You know, how pathetic is that? That the staff homo has to get the girls for the contest. But you know what? He's the best man for the job.
Yeah. He sure is.
He sure is. And tonight, as a promise, I didn't take a promise before. Back up this promise. Those of you who are good enough to come down the nation tonight, even with all the trepidation we've had about if the parking will be free or not, we're going to get Joe to show you Big Joe DiCaprio tonight.
Could be a highlight.
Going to get him to wank out his weenie.
Could be a disappointment. Put that on the 9-foot screen.
Drop trowel. Buzz?
Yes.
We got a break.
Okay.
Okay. I know. They've got the no news yet.
Right.
But we got to do this because we're so far behind.
I understand. We got to be downtown, too.
Stay tuned. We'll be back. Buzz will be able to perhaps read you a line or two of his prepared newscast.
Very good.
But we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
These two because the chit-chat a-hole.
Serving as a radio plushie for over 6 million listeners. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, you heard the great news. The Las Vegas-style show is on tonight.
Yay.
Oh, boy. Nude feud, Undy Fashion Show. Live Q&A session. Free parking. They were going to whore you on that. They worked that out. Free parking. And everybody gets a free drink.
Hello.
So, gong, get. Get on down there. As soon as we hit the stage tonight, a nation that is in Southeast D.C.
All right.
On Half Street. See you there. We hope to be on stage by 9. Let's go to Buzz right now for news and comments. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. And we'll have Survivor on the big screen. And I'm guessing about 10 minutes before the end of tonight's final Survivor show, we'll all find out who wins the $1 million.
You know, and that will be exciting to share that with...
Yeah, a couple thousand people.
Now that I got the feeling that some people are actually going to show up at the show tonight, it'll be exciting to watch it with people and get their real reaction.
It'll be a blast. And that's great for those of us in the Eastern and Central time zones, but if you live in either the Mountain or Pacific zone, you won't have the joy of finding out with the rest of us. In fact...
Oh, that's right. You're screwed.
For folks west of Kansas, the element of surprise may be missing completely, especially if your friends in the Eastern and Central time zones call and spoil it for you.
Well, then why doesn't CBS just do it like they would a football game?
They should.
And say, you know what? For tonight only,
yep.
We're going on at 5 o'clock on the West Coast.
They want that prime time number. They want the prime time ratings. Now, maybe you'll see it 3 hours ahead of schedule on the Internet. Be careful if you log on, or maybe a radio station will blurt it out. Yahoo says it will post the answer as soon as it's out here on the East Coast, and radio stations in Denver and Los Angeles say they'll broadcast the result because, quoting one programmer, that's what we do.
Hey, it's kind of the penalty you get for living out west, they say.
You know, when Fremont lived in Los Angeles 20 years ago, I used to get pissed when the Today Show would come on, because
right.
I would say to her, do you realize we're watching this, but this is 3 hours old? What they're giving us
right.
is not, I mean, and with news, you expect
right.
that to be live. I mean, like Letterman and Leno, you know those guys tape the show 5 or 6 hours in advance.
Right.
The Today Show is the, you know, the magic of it is it's a live news show.
Right.
Now, how
the other way, they just cheated us.
They do update the newscast, and if something big happens,
right,
they'll even redo the last hour of the show for the West Coast.
I know they do, but I always thought it was a drip. And tonight I would be thinking exactly that if we live in Los Angeles. I would be thinking at 5 o'clock...
Mm-hmm.
People back in New York
right.
are already watching the show.
Yeah, but a lot of people get to walk out into their backyards and pick a grapefruit.
So there's that.
If the TV show Big Brother was half as interesting as what's going on behind the scenes, then we'd have a show. Suspicious viewers and cyber snoops have put together this list of stuff you don't know about Big Brother.
All right.
First, a psychologist is counseling the contestants. Karen, the unhappy housewife, leaned on him a lot, especially after she was nominated for eviction. The psychologist is on call as a precaution after a survivor contestant in Sweden committed suicide after being voted off the island. But on America's Big Brother, any references to the shrink are edited out of the show. Now, they don't get a face-to-face with him. They go into the red room, and according to the producers, the videotape, and only in that situation, is turned off for the counseling and then turned back on.
You know what? That show is just BS. Yep.
That's bass ackwards again. If you really wanted to exploit these people in every bit of their lives, that's the part you show. When you show the people going in and having the nervous breakdown,
right,
talking to the psychologist while not seeing the psychologist.
That show just doesn't know what it wants to be. Also reportedly cut out of the show, a mutiny against the producers organized by roofer George. Word is, George nearly convinced the entire household to walk out on the show, even though it meant forfeiting the $500,000 prize.
And I wonder, what was that over?
They just got fed up with the games, with being manipulated by the Big Brother.
That would be... And they're not going to show you that.
No. And
why?
There have been vague references to it, but most references have been edited out of the show.
See, that would be the kind of television people would watch.
It would be riveting, especially organizing a mutiny, and they're not going to broadcast. It really has no clue what it wants to do.
It's trouble. The UPN network's going to have to find some other way to fill the hours it planned to broadcast this year's Source Magazine Hip Hop Awards. After about a half dozen awards were handed out, and after the performance by Lil' Kim last night, pandemonium broke out.
And she is right here. She's marvelous. Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim right there.
Lil' Kim.
There she is right there. Yeah.
A fist fight that started in the audience spilled out of the exits and up onto the stage. When the backdrops and scenery on stage started to sway, police shut down the affair. They say some audience members started throwing bottles and CDs from the gift bags they had received.
Okay, hold on. Wow. I've got to do this again. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You magnificent bastard. I salute you.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, now, you know we run on tape delay in New York. You want to talk to a lady who's kind of drunk in New York?
Oh, yeah.
Wants to come to the Las Vegas style show to dance?
Absolutely.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Right.
We're talking to you, baby.
Cool. Listen, I'm trying to get I beat my kids in the car, you know, like they're going to call me back on the cell phone. It's my friend and my 7-year-old.
What the hell did she just say?
They're on the way to D.C. right now, my friends. I'm like bugging, worrying about them.
She beats her
kids.
She beats her kids.
Oh.
She beats her kids. Okay.
But I got some dancing to do up in New York to make the, you know, pay the bill.
Sure. Are you a dancer? Are you an exotic dancer?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
Really? Where do you dance in New York?
Where?
Yeah.
I dance with agencies and, you know.
Oh, with agencies?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, you do some private dancing?
Private dancing. I'm a private dancer, like Tina Turner.
So you dance, you do a show for somebody, then anything else is between you and the gentleman.
Well, you know, let's not even just speculate, okay?
How much you charge for a BJ?
Well, it doesn't even go like that. I charge $2.50 an hour, depending on where it is. It could be $3, it could be $4, it could be whatever.
Right. It could be $1,000.
It could be. If you want to give it to me, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do for $1,000?
I'll rock your world.
There you go.
Rock your world.
Paid $200, I'll rock your world.
Oh, that's so
I'm
nice.
A good girl. And I have fun. I love what I do. But meanwhile, anyway, I can't believe I'm telling the world.
You're like
anyway,
a, you're
they
a
won't hear me anyway. They're not going to hear me, but they are on their way to D.C.
All right.
I believe it.
Thank you, honey. That's great.
Listen, play me a song. Play me a song I can dance to.
Private bone dancer.
No. Play me something to dance to, and I'll know that I touched ground with you guys.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Linda Ronstadt. Cher.
Cher.
Somewhere between there.
Somewhere between.
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, people tell me, but doesn't matter.
That's right. Are you dancing tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm going to work because the kids are gone, and I'm out to you know, I got to pay the bills.
Pay the bills, baby.
Gotcha. I was on vacation all summer. I got to make up for this.
Do it, honey.
We'll get back on your back.
Listen, I love you guys. I don't even know who you are. What station are we listening to?
Okay. Bye-bye.
What station am I calling? I just, like, turned the dial.
W-N-E-W.
I know it's something. N-E-W?
Yeah.
Get the hell. Oh, man. Well, you're as old as I am. I'm 42. I'm still... I'm acting like I'm 18.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
God damn, I'd ask for my money back.
All right, who just called, Rob?
What? That was a whore.
Thanks.
Whore?
There you go.
You go to New York, go to the biggest city in America. Mm-hmm. Finest selection.
Yeah, right.
You lay down your money, and that's what you get.
$250 gets you that to rock your world.
Right. 43 years old.
Linda Ronstadt, as she is today. That's great.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I don't know about you, but for me, a day without M&M news is like a day without sunshine. The last time we left our troubled rapper, he was divorcing his wife and was asking for joint custody of their 4-year-old daughter. Well, the wife of Marshall Bruce Mathers III says he isn't even fit for partial custody, what with the reports of him doing 6 hits a day of ecstasy and all.
I think that was his wife who was just on the phone with us from New York.
I believe so. She's very distraught.
I can.
On top of that, Kimberly is suing the angry white trash recording artist for $10 million.
Is she little Kim Mathers right here? Isn't she marvelous?
Yeah, no custody. It's Eminem.
She decided she doesn't like him rapping about killing her. But wait, there's more. Eminem's mother, who was already suing her son for $10 million, is now suing for an additional $1 million for the things he's said about the first lawsuit.
He's such a nice guy. I wish they'd back off.
And he's misunderstood.
Surrounded with such good people.
Absolutely.
From our It Could Only Happen in the Deep South file, a 21-year-old woman is charged with statutory rape after giving birth to a child fathered by her husband.
Oh, hold on. And I know the story.
Mm-hmm.
The husband's 13.
Was 13 at the time, that's right. So?
So, no. By law...
Kidding, that was a joke.
By law in the Deep South, mm-hmm. he's old enough to marry her.
In Georgia.
However, he's not old enough to have sex with her.
So that's the proof that he had sex and now they're in trouble.
The law is in Georgia. A couple can get married if they're parents, regardless of how old they are.
But the law down there also says that an adult having out-of-wedlock sex with anyone under the age of 16, that's illegal. This couple got married after the baby was born. The proud husband and father is now 14. His wife is now facing up to 20 years in prison, quoting her, "He's my husband. I just don't understand."
Do you want me to hold the baby for ye?
One more buzz. McDonald's is telling its egg farmers to treat the chickens better. Mickey D's buys about 1.5 billion eggs a year from independent farmers, so the farmers will have to go along if they want to keep the business.
Smells like eggs.
Now, McDonald's is telling those farmers to give each hen 50% more cage room so they'll have room to lie down. It's telling the farmers to stop the practice of withholding food and water from the hens for up to 2 weeks to try to increase egg production.
And like the farmer's always behind the airlines, giving the chickens a little more leg room.
Right behind them. It's telling the farmers to begin to phase out the de-beaking of the chickens, which is done so they won't peck each other to death in those close quarters.
Oh, man.
The de-beaking.
Looks like a Warner Brothers cartoon.
McDonald's is taking its cue from European nations and from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which has been in talks with the fast food chain for the past few years.
That used to be my favorite when Daffy Duck would lose his beak.
Buzz, thank you. Appreciate the abbreviated stuff. All of it good tonight.
You bet.
Toe Tap is right there. Time for a call 100. Prize package selected especially for you. We had to rush tonight because we got a show to do.
That's right. That's right.
We will see you at Nation tonight. Next, call 100-877-365-3636.
No.
A lot of times I thought you had more Daffy Duck stuff.
Oh, no. Okay. I could do a Daffy Duck for you, but I thought you were in a hurry and you wanted to go to commercial.
I'm not that giant of a hurry.
Affleck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So what? We both have vagina. So what?
It's the home of the pumpkin shampoo. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got to go. Big Vegas show tonight at Nation in D.C. We'll see you in about an hour. Full recap of the show on tomorrow's episode. Don't forget that tape recorder, Rob, so we can gauge the amount of people who are or are not there
with our cheery greeting.
Also, on tomorrow's episode, we're going to be eating bugs.
That's right.
Oh. To pay off the survivor bet, we got to do it. The show will be over. Also tomorrow, brand new low budget Jeff Hardy, and from Fox NFL Sunday, Matt Millen will be on to discuss being an umpire during the Tampa Bay New England game last weekend.
Me no like Buzz.
It'll be all right.
Here's Buzz. Oh, they'll be covered in chocolate.
Oh.
Hi, Buzz.
In sports, some of those new corporate stadium names just kind of roll off the tongue, don't they? Take, for example, the new stadium that the New England Patriots will open in 2 years. Today we learned it'll be called CMGI Field.
Oh, I thought that new stadium was going to be We F Hartford, Connecticut Field.
CMGI is a Massachusetts firm.
Cum Guy.
That owns and invests in internet companies.
Welcome to Cum Guy Stadium.
Hi there, I'm the Cum Guy.
That makes an interesting transition into this story.
CMGI, Cum Guy.
The upcoming Olympic Games in Australia will feature something no other Olympics has featured before.
In every corporation, you've got the go-to guy and the Cum Guy.
An open display of homosexuality. The country's Olympics minister says drag queens, maybe as many as 200 of them, will appear in the October 15th closing ceremony.
This is the best Olympics ever.
They were invited as a tribute to the Australian filmmaking, highlighting the movie Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. That movie won an Oscar in this country for best costume design. Other Australian movies will be highlighted, including Mad Max, Babe, and Crocodile Dundee.
Hey, Mr. Javelin Thrower.
Now, despite the country's macho image, Reuters says Sydney has a large homosexual community. It says a million people turned out for the annual gay Mardi Gras there.
Excuse me, would you like to tie me kangaroo down?
Hello, Sydney. Finally,
Tony Randall, you never miss him. You never miss him, do you?
I love Sydney.
Love Sydney. He knew what I meant. So it worked.
Finally, a Colorado man may be going to prison for 6 years for impersonating a sex researcher. Right now, he's trying to work out a plea bargain. He's due back in court in a couple of months to find out his fate.
It's a good scam.
Mm-hmm. Police say Tony LaSerena took out newspaper ads offering women $10 an hour to take part in his research project.
That's a good scam, Buzz.
Great scam.
He claimed to be studying the physiological changes in women after orgasm. He managed to get 5 women to participate, and they even allowed him to take close-up pictures of their vaginas for scientific purposes.
You know, there was a story, like, one story a year like this?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some guy that, has his fun by doing this.
Police say they got the tip on Tony from a woman who answered the ad, but thought it all sounded kind of weird. But she did answer the ad. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
So, yeah, that's new. We got to go. We got a Vegas-style show to do tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight. And we're going to be watching Survivor on the big screen.
Nice. Yeah.
The recap of all of that on tomorrow's episode. And we thank you for your patronage today and for the lack of fist fighting on the show today. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, we're inside. We're waiting for you.
Oh, you're actually inside the club.
Yes, we are.
Anybody there?
Yes, there's a lot of people here. Can you tell them, they listen to see you on the radio. Just tell everybody that you're getting ready to come.
All right, we're getting ready to come.
We're the Cum Guy.
We're getting ready to come.
All right. Here?
I'm gonna come very soon. How about you, Mike?
I'm coming right away.
Buzz, when are you coming?
I'll come as soon as I can.
Okay, you guys, we're waiting for you.
Something really surprising. Mike and Charlie Strauss and I are all coming together.
Nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Like everything.
I am caller 100, Don and Mike.
Yes, you are.
Well, I'll be coming first.
You always do.
I always do.
What's your name?
My name's Lance.
Lance, where are you from?
Fairfax, Virginia.
Lance, you won the Sex and the City prize pack. You got something for us, Mike?
Let me turn the music down.
Oh, wow. That's sponsorable.
That was a chocolate chip cookie fart.
Thank you, yeah. I put that into my system. It shouldn't have been there.
Egars.com for the best cigars on the planet. Go to Egars.com. That was a good one.
It was indeed.
You won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City. New episode this Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
You're very welcome. Have a great night. Enjoy your Survivor.
All right.
Survivor. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
See everybody at the club tonight for the Vegas show. And Rob,
hi, buddy.
Please throw your beret in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. Now what are you trying to do?
I was trying to pop it up in the air and I blew it.
I'm sorry.
Take your boy's eye out with that.
Closer than you think.
We will see you tomorrow.
Come on, everybody.
Bye-bye.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.